talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. I'll be beaming out 11 watts of wackiness, hour after hour of unscripted, unrehearsed comedy.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Oh my god, Mr. LeCoup, I fill you up. I fill you up. Oh, I'm gonna love Redneck. Thanks, guys.
Guys, I got an idea. How about we do a song that's not whiny bullcrap?
And now. Our feature presentation.
That's weird because somewhere, someone loves that.
Mm-hmm.
That type of music.
Beer mug for one, I think, right? Didn't you spend a whole month with that music?
Was that at Oktoberfest?
Oktoberfest, yeah.
Awesome.
The only way, but see, at Oktoberfest, you drink a lot.
Right.
And then you like any kind of music.
That's true.
So you really have a lot of
speaking
taste.
Of awesome songs, by the way, that we haven't heard much of lately.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we play this like 10,000 times one month?
We did,
and then never played it again?
Yes.
You guys kind of burn through things.
Really quickly.
And didn't the video have something to do with Santa?
I don't remember.
There was something weird in the video.
I can't remember.
That must have been a completely normal video. What are you talking about?
I have a song that we haven't heard in a while.
You want to hear this?
Right. Yeah.
Here we go.
This Christmas.
Wow.
I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
That's how you want to start out a Christmas song.
Happy holidays.
Fantastic.
I've been a paraplegic for over 20 years.
Yep.
He's a clown, right, or something?
Yeah. Rock it.
So a listener of ours who sent this in, if I remember correctly.
Not a ton of lyrics.
Oh, there you go. Happy holidays.
When I was just a teenager, a car crash made me one. A bull named Car Crash at the rodeo.
Wait, there was a car crash at a rodeo?
I think there was a bull named Car Crash.
Named Car Crash.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So he was paralyzed by a bull, I see.
Yes.
In a rodeo. Okay, not in a car. All right. Wow. Poor Peek.
You want to continue? Or we can go through it later if you want.
Oh, you want to keep going?
He's not in a hurry with the lyrics.
Leisurely. It's not Jay-Z and Kanye.
I'm playing on my harp.
What?
I'm working on my cowboy swing with 40 left to go. With 40 left to blow.
This might be one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
Finally playing some good music.
Blue water all around.
Where was this guy at the Weezerist? Who's Christmas? All these years.
Partner, you can guess it's lots of fun, like being on two legs. I'm playing paraplegic style harmonica in hand.
Bring it home!
Oh, he sure he's got a big finish plan.
Yeah, nice. What that is, but
haven't paraplegics always played a little harmonica at Christmas?
I didn't know that.
Such a beautiful Christmas tradition.
Take that, White Christmas.
About 10 seconds left. Here we go, big ending. Yeah, rock it.
That was
beautiful.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah. That was great.
Forgot how good that was.
All right, remind me tomorrow. We don't have time now, but remind me tomorrow to tell you about the cat that just inherited $13 million from his owner.
Oh, that's that owner.
Do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Cat inherited all the money in the world.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
It just doesn't matter.
All right.
It just doesn't matter.
Take it easy. First of all, the King of Mexico just woke up. That happened.
Oh, good. The day after the day after.
Well, so we went to Kanye and Jay-Z last night.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And you're here.
Well, I left a little early because I was not feeling well. I'm kind of getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I left a little early. And then I went outside and it was freezing last night. And I went outside and I couldn't find my car for really a long time. Probably a half hour. I was walking all around a garage, and I remembered it was parking level 1, and it was G5. I remembered both of those things because I didn't not want to be wandering around like this. My car was nowhere to be found. And then I realized there's an east garage and west garage. It was the wrong one. And by the time I got over there, pretty much, I could have stayed for the whole show.
Yeah, but it kind of defeats the purpose of leaving early if you're going to hang out in the parking lot for half an hour.
But King just woke up, so we got that going for us.
All right.
We also have a comedian, Felipe Esparza. Am I saying that right? Felipe Esparza.
No, not at all. Sometimes you just slip into your native Spanish so easily, and then other times it sounds like you've never spoken it before.
Felipe Esparza.
Close enough.
Okay. We also have Dan Bova on the program today, who is the Maxim editor-in-chief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great gig. Comedian Jeffrey Ross on the program today.
Excellent. Love him.
We have some more beer mug highlights for you from this past weekend. he's really something, that beer mug. Very few people are as consistent as he is.
If you blink, you miss the magic.
Yeah.
In terms of making the wrong choice?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's beer mug's specialty.
He doesn't even, you know, you'd think just on accident you'd fall into something correct once. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, if there's a quiz with 10 answers and 9 of them are correct, 100% of the time, Beer Mug will pick the one that's wrong.
Which is what we admire about him greatly. So we have that coming up. We have the top 10 internet roundup from the year.
Oh, good.
Very exciting. And we have Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Damn.
So that's all coming up on the Kevin Amico Show. The Showbiz Beat is next. This is the Kevin Amico Show, and it is 5:51. Good morning, everybody.
Red Hot Chili Peppers right there. We're going to talk to Flea, bassist from that band, coming up later on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And you know, what the hell? Let's give away some more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Tour this year.
Right.
What do you guys think? Want to give away some right now?
Yes.
Both nights.
In the pit.
Backstage passes.
Right. Your band plays.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So that's up for grabs right now. If you want to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Both nights in the pit for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2011. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, you know, sometimes I feel like all I do is bring bad news. I bring stories of actors going into rehab or actors in trouble with the law. Or it just seems like just downer news after downer news on the Showbiz Beat sometimes.
Celebrity breakups.
I know. It's nice to be able to bring a positive good story once in a while.
All right.
Barry Manilow's in the hospital.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Woo!
All right now.
Woohoo!
Sweet!
He apparently needs some surgery on his hips because he has bad bursitis on his hips.
He dances quite a bit during his Las Vegas
show. Shut up. He doesn't dance.
He's a joy to watch.
Well, he
Barry
does
Manilow.
Dance.
Does he dance?
No, he just shakes his skinny ass to Copacabana.
But we're not saying he doesn't move, Bean. We're just saying he's not dancing. Come on now.
So he's going into the hospital.
I believe I have seen the Manilow Vegas show probably more times than you have.
Yeah.
Would you say that's accurate?
Sure.
All right, then I think it should stand if I say he dances during the show. I'm not surprised to see at his age, with as long as he's been in show business, that he would have problems with his hips. That's all. That's my only point.
Barry Manilow. What a joke.
So stupid.
And boring as hell.
Yeah, no kidding.
You couldn't pay me to go to that thing. Just look at all the idiots.
All the dumbass Manilow fans.
I think he's had one or both hips replaced anyway. So now he's got some torn muscles in his hips and some fluid that needs to be drained.
What's happening with his hips?
Barry knows all about draining fluid.
He's had it done before on his knee, you mean?
So he wanted to wait until he performed his 1,000th concert in Las Vegas before he went into the hospital, but he's going to the hospital now, so let's hope for complications. What do you say? You with me, everybody?
Yep.
We're all with you.
Wouldn't it be great if he was one of those people who burst into flames in the operating room?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
What a way to go out.
Literally.
You know?
Literally in a ball of flames. I am on fire, and I am burning. Leif Garrett has told the LA Times that producers of Celebrity Rehab encouraged him to relapse for dramatic purposes.
They did everything possible to talk him out of relapsing.
He has left rehab.
We watched the show.
And he admitted on Sunday's edition of Celebrity Rehab Revisited that he had left the Pasadena Recovery Center and has been taking lots of painkillers after a motorcycle accident and also has had marijuana and booze. So, Leif Garrett, another success story for Dr. Drew. Congratulations. Charlie Sheen's wife, ex-wife, rather, Brooke Mueller, while we're talking about rehab, she wants to do it on her own terms, she says. Well, I bet she does.
As did Charlie.
But a lot of addicts would like to do rehab on their own terms. It probably would include lots of drugs while they're in rehab, don't you think? She will attend an outpatient treatment program for the fifth time. And apparently her family isn't pleased with her choice. Word is her mom and dad are fed up with giving her financial and emotional and assistance in raising her kids because she's loaded a lot. And friends think that the part-time at-home approach is a total waste of time in Brooke's particular case. She's been using her twin boys as an excuse to avoid a six-month in-house program, even though one insider says she doesn't spend all that much time with the kids, so it's a pretty flimsy excuse. I feel bad for those kids.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, you are really got the deck stacked against you when you got Charlie on one side and Brooke on the other. So, hope someone steps in and helps.
These kids don't have a chance.
Real quick, congratulations. It's the 35th anniversary of the very first X-rated home video release. The very first porno movie you could watch at home was released today, 35 days ago. What would we do, people, without the X-rated home video? Really, it would have been a much darker world. And yet now, I can't remember the last time I rented or bought a X-rated DVD because the internet just gives you everything you need right there.
It's a lie.
Not that I partake in that filth.
You wouldn't do that.
But, you know, people who do tell me it's readily available.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
How many years has it been, Ralph, did you say?
35 years ago.
How young must Kim Kardashian have been back then?
Giggity! I don't believe she was in the first.
She wasn't in the first one. Okay.
X-rated home video release. Gotcha. No, but then it doesn't say here what it is, and that bothers me because I'd like to know. I'd like to know what it was. Wanda Whips Wall Street, or which one of those movies?
They started with the wacky parodies.
No? All right, I'll have to look into it. Tyra Banks is single. She has broken up with her boyfriend, John Udendahl.
Oh, he's so lucky.
Oh, can you imagine? He's like high-fiving all his friends, having a big party, doing shots.
Dude, that annoying Tyra is just her persona, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She's the beer mug of models.
Hey!
Word is she's off on a spiritual retreat, her friends say, since she broke up. Don't you have to have a soul to have a spiritual retreat?
How is it everything she says just makes you hate her so much more?
Yeah. She's going to learn to keep her mouth
shut. She's the worst.
Let me know, Ralph, we have time to talk to our big Acoustic Christmas winner.
Oh, great. And Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
This is a good story.
Yes.
She just did a movie, you know, it's number one this weekend, New Year's Eve. That thing.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
I'm not holding that against her. She's in that. And she got a chance to work with John Bon Jovi.
Right.
Legendary 80s rock star.
Every actor's dream.
Here's the thing. You know, you work with an actor of that caliber, it raises your own game.
Sure.
That's what they say. But she was very excited to work with him because she had a poster of John Bon Jovi over her bed when she was in high school.
Wow.
Now imagine you're John Bon Jovi and you're on the set and Sofia Vergara comes up to you and says, you know, I had the biggest crush on you in high school. I used to have your poster over my bed and I had all your records. What do you do? What do you do? Don't you just, whatever you're doing, I don't care who you're married to or what you got going on.
Yeah.
Whatever, you just stop your life and you just go for that, right?
You make her teenage dreams come true.
That's what I'm saying. John Bon Jovi. But apparently he was a very... He was a very nice gentleman, Sophia claims. The nicest guy. Looks exactly the same as he did on my wall as a teenager, she claims. So John apparently was the perfect gentleman and did not use his power.
That's for evil. That's not okay.
He had one of the legendary rock and roll solid marriages.
Exactly. His yes.
High school sweetheart.
I know.
They've never spent a night apart.
I'm very familiar with his marriage situation, and I am saying, you, at that point, when Sofia Vergara is on the set and tells you that, you get one of Hollywood's most famous divorces, because there she is, and she's on the set, and she's saying, I had you in my wall over my bed when I was a teenager. Oh, I used to touch myself in such special places. Then it's on!
Seems like she ought to be on your exception list anyway,
yes!
Right? Sofia Vergara.
Yes! 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 Should we talk to our winner real quick before
sure.
I get to celebrity birthdays?
Sure.
Let's see. Who's the winner first?
We can give away more than one if we want.
Okay,
we got plenty because we're running out of time.
Okay. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome.
You're calling for Acoustic Christmas tickets?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Which bands are you excited about seeing?
I'm really excited to see Social Distortion,
okay.
Incubus.
Incubus, sure.
I think Incubus is going to be the highlight of the night.
I do, too.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Both nights in the pit. You got that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all yours.
You're
a big K-Rock fan. You listen a lot, do you?
I do. I'm actually listening to you guys right now.
Oh, fantastic.
That's awesome. Right.
Well, congratulations.
We look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was this past weekend, right? You know that.
It was?
Yeah. It was this past weekend.
That's why the tickets are so easy to come by now, because the shows have already happened.
Yeah, shows happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Incubus had
to
cancel.
I did want to make sure you listen a lot, just so... Yeah. So I understand how this happened.
I do listen a lot. Yeah.
It was just a slight confusion there on your part.
Aww.
Yeah, it was Saturday and it was Sunday.
Now I feel bad.
Tuesday,
now I feel bad, too.
Let's put it on again this weekend.
Just for Crystal.
I feel bad.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry, Crystal.
Have a good time if you get that time machine up and running.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't do that. No, I feel bad.
It wasn't nearly as fun as usual.
No, it nearly wasn't. She seemed very
Doug,
nice.
Doug, who's excited about backstage passes, you hang on. We'll take care of you. And Tim, who can't wait to see the Black Keys, who played, of course, Sunday night. Congratulations. You're going to see them in that same time.
I wish we hadn't picked Crystal. I wish we had tried Doug or Tim. Might have been funnier.
Wrong one.
Now I feel like I want to give her a check or something.
Never know.
I'm going to send her some money. I feel bad. Today's celebrity birthdays, Taylor Swift is 22 years old today.
Yes, she is.
Faker. Lie. Oh, I won! Oh, I won an award! Oh, I couldn't imagine winning!
You're kidding!
I
can't believe it!
Where's my sniper rifle when I need it? Amy Lee of Evanescence is 30 years old today.
Wow.
Tom DeLonge of Angels and Airways and Blink 182 turns 36 years old today. Jamie Foxx, actor, comedian, singer, dancer, 44 years old today. Steve Buscemi, how good is he on Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, we're
just
doing
everything he does.
Everything.
Look, if you're just new to Steve Buscemi's work because of the Boardwalk Empire and you're enjoying him, go rent yourself, go Netflix yourself a movie called Trees Lounge that he wrote and directed and stars in. One of my favorite little indie films I've seen in the past, 20 years. I watch it all the time. It's excellent. Morris Day of the Time, OEOEO, is 55 years old. Ted Nugent is 63. And actor Christopher Plummer, who, of course, will always be known as Captain Von Trapp from Sound of Music. He is 82 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're not going to make it to the end of this week, dude.
I'm not sure.
You couldn't sound worse.
Yeah.
You get up on stage and rap with Jay-Z and Kanye?
I did not know, but what a great show. I even left early, and still I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm good.
Pennywise on the way this hour. Also, how about some Foo Fighters and Florence and the Machine, who, once again, were just incredible Sunday night at the Acoustic Christmas Concert. At some point, I think they'll probably put up some video or something from that show. They got to do something with that. Can't have all that on tape somewhere and not use it for something, right?
Well, you'd think, yeah.
So we'll keep you posted on that. Let's change topics now. Sad times for Los Angeles Lakers fans who, have fallen in love with some of these players that have been so successful over the past few years. Lamar Odom's a name that comes to mind. Helped the Lakers win 2 championships, been with the team for 7 years. No more. On his way to Dallas to play for the Mavericks. It was kind of a shock when that came down, wasn't it?
It was, but, when they were trying to get Chris Paul in that trade, he was...
In the mix.
They were talking
We knew he was up for grabs, yep. Right, yeah.
So then when that fell through, he's like, hey, that was all great and all, but... Now that I'm still a Laker, I don't feel like being here anymore.
Of course not.
So he went into the general manager and said, let's go ahead and trade me somewhere.
Uh-huh. But at least the Lakers got a ton of great players in return to help bolster the team, right?
They didn't really get that. They got an $8.9 million trade exception.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. And maybe a protected first round pick. Maybe that's it. That's about all they got. So basically, I think they were just trying to cut salary.
Right. Yeah. Well, we wanted to find out more about this, maybe from an insider's perspective. We asked producer Dave if he could line up Lamar Odom for us, and we sure enough, we've got him. He's on the phone with us now here on the Kevin Bean Show. Hi, Lamar.
Hey, Kevin Bean. How you doing, man?
Very good.
Woo! Woo!
What? Wow. I'm surprised to hear you so happy today. We thought this would be sad news for you, the trade down.
Why would it be sad, man?
Well, because this is your home. You've lived in Los Angeles for a long time. Your wife is here. You got the TV show. The Lakers are a good team.
Yeah. That's all true, man.
You're friends with Kobe? You guys are close?
That's all true.
Okay, all true. That seems like a bummer, then.
You know what they got in Dallas that don't got in Los Angeles?
What do they have in Dallas? No.
No Kardashians!
Well, that's true. There's no Kardashians.
There's no Kris Jenner there, man. There's no Kourtney Kardashian
there,
man.
That's true.
There's no Kim Kardashian there, man. There's no more family dinners with the Kardashians.
That's true.
There's no Kris Jenner walking around all dead inside.
Yeah.
Looking, somebody help me. Somebody help me. I've seen the future, man. I've seen the future.
Wow.
And there's Kris Jenner. And I'm not going to be that, man.
Wow.
I can't be in Dallas where they can't get to me, man. I don't got to talk to them. I don't got to see them. I got to do nothing. Just me and a big bowl of candy, baby.
Wow. I did not see this coming. That's
this
amazing.
Awesome. Dallas.
Now,
Dallas.
Are you bringing Chloe with you? She's your wife.
Yeah.
So okay, so now your response.
That's just one. That's just one Kardashian, man. I can handle one Kardashian.
Right.
You can't handle when they gang up on you, man.
No, that's true.
It's like a pack of Wolverines.
Sure.
They come and they tear at your flesh and they rip at you, man. They rip your soul out and your heart out.
Wow.
And the next thing you know, you're lying, bleeding on the ground. And you say, oh, God, please take me. Please take me now. But he don't take you. No, you live. You live in the pain and you live in the misery and you live in the fear. That's what it's like being around a Kardashian.
Wow.
That's what it's like.
Now, Chloe, though, she's only one person, but she's 60% of volume, right, of the whole Kardashian clan, right?
That's a lot of Kardashian. Don't get me wrong.
Right, yeah.
That's a lot of Kardashian, but I can handle it. I'm a big man myself. I'm a big boy.
Sure.
I can handle me some big Kardashian, but this way they can't gang up on me, man.
Well.
Oh, damn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn.
Did she hear you on the phone? Oh, man.
Hold a second. I'm so sad to be leaving Los Angeles, man, because I got to leave my family behind. And,
right.
Of course, when I say my family, I mean the Kardashian family.
They've you love so them, right,
I
Lamar?
I love them. Oh, hey, baby, what's up? I didn't know you were awake. I'm just talking on the phone. What? Yeah, okay.
All
right.
What?
Hello? Who is this calling so early?
Hi, Chloe.
I'm sorry.
Ryan? Chloe. Juliana?
Nope.
It's Ellen K.
Kevin and Bean.
Carson?
Kevin and Bean. Kevin
Big
and Bean
boy?
Over K.
Who are you?
It's Kevin and Bean at K-Rock. We've talked to you many times before, Chloe. Listen, we're just talking to your husband about the move to Texas.
He's devastated.
Yeah, he sounded pretty broken up about it.
He is.
Yeah.
Not just professionally, but personally.
And why?
Because my family's become like a second family to him.
Sure, I can see.
He loves my momager, and he loves Bruce, and he loves my sisters, and we've become so close, and I just think it's going to be hard for him to leave.
I'll bet, yeah.
So I feel bad for the little guy.
And the rest of your family, they won't leave California to even set foot in Texas, right?
No. I don't know if you even saw this past week's episode, but Kim told Chris that she would never live in Minnesota because we love Los Angeles so much. We are never going to leave this area. So it's going to be very hard for me to spend some of the year in Dallas, but my family will not be in Dallas.
Woo-hoo! Oh, no.
What was that, honey?
Nothing. I got a Skittle caught in my throat.
So, yeah, he's very broken up about that.
Yeah, we talked to him a second ago. I didn't even know if he was going to make it through the phone call. I mean, he was very upset.
Well,
so.
I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
I'm feeding him lots of candy. He loves his candy.
He does love that.
Okay.
And sometimes it's horrible. I hear him weeping in the other room hard. It's almost as if like he's laughing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a fine line right there.
It is a fine line.
Yeah.
Right. Just do the best you can to try to ease him into this transition. I know it's
going
to be difficult for him, but good luck to you both.
Okay, I'm going to give you back to Lamar.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chloe.
Bye-bye.
Okay, man, I'm going to go.
Okay, we tried. We stuck up for you, man.
We did
everything.
I appreciate you keeping him with the story, man.
Sure.
Hey, listen.
When the Mavericks come back and kick Lakers out, nothing personal, okay?
Okay. I mean, understood. You got to do what you got to do.
It's just my job, man. I
feel
bad.
I hear you.
All right. I hear you. Okay. I'm going to go pop some champagne. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Less than an hour from right now, we'll talk to Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He probably has something to say about the Lamar trade, too, by the way, while we're on the topic. Also, the top 10 Internet Roundup videos of 2011 and Jeffrey Ross. joins us. Got some shows this weekend at the Brea Improv. So we'll talk to Mr. Ross, the Roastmaster General, on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Before we get to that, let me explain a little something about Bean. Bean is unique, crazy, weird, and loves Christmas. Leaves his Christmas lights up all year, leaves his tree up all year.
He does.
He owns every Christmas song that has ever been put out.
Mm-hmm.
Carries them with him, by the way.
Not kidding about that. He has them on his iPod, yeah.
How many Christmas songs in your iPod, Bean?
Well, I mean, a small fraction of
how
the
many?
Collection.
I understand that.
About my top, probably my top 600 I carry with
600?
Me.
600?
In case I'm ever in the mood.
The
right,
top yeah. 600 are on your iPod. Right. Okay.
And he also did...
My favorite movie of all time is It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's a big Christmas movie. It's a famous Christmas movie.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
You love Christmas? You love Christmas movies. I can see that.
He also had a blog for a while, which was a new Christmas song every day.
Right.
Yeah. ChristmasMusicEveryday.com. Yeah.
That one, yeah.
Christmas. Loves the Christmas.
He loves everything about
it. He's like Santa.
Exactly.
He lives Christmas 24 hours a day, 365.
And he has collected pretty much everything having to do with Christmas.
Loves Christmas.
So why did he tell us over the weekend at the Acoustic Christmas? Why did he say the words, I've never seen a Christmas story?
Hey, I've never seen a Christmas story.
Now, we don't care if you have or haven't seen a Christmas story.
No.
I do.
But I know, but I'm just saying for regular people.
I do for regular people, too. It's one of the great movies, let alone great Christmas movies.
I agree. But having said that, I don't care about that. There's one person who should have seen that movie.
That's true.
More than anyone else.
Yes.
And that's Bean.
Yes.
We were sitting on the stage out in front of the Gibson Amphitheater where we were broadcasting from and doing our interviews, and they had, I guess it's a classic prop from the movie, Ralph. They had, it's a leg lamp, right? A lamp
yes.
that has a leg with a stocking on it.
Right. That is the major award that the father, played by Darren McGavin, wins in the film.
And that's how we got on the topic of the film A Christmas Story. And by the way, I wasn't the only one who hadn't seen it. I mean,
other people
hadn't seen it.
You
either,
don't get to pawn it off. Nope. But other people haven't seen it. No,
we don't care about other people not having seen it. I can imagine there are a lot of people who haven't seen it and don't care. But you must have seen it, and we're not buying for a second that you didn't.
Dr. Garland von Christmas, you
correct.
You must see it.
It's
unacceptable and inexcusable and bizarre that you haven't.
I have nothing against the movie. This isn't one of those things that I heard it was bad or that I'm boycotting for some reason. I just have never taken the time and all the time. I know it's on television a lot at the holidays. I just never have said, ooh, I'm going to tape that and I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch that. Well, I just have never done that.
If by a lot you mean it's on a 24-hour loop on TBS at Christmas.
I guess they're giving people options.
Anytime. You can tune in anytime. At Christmas and catch the beginning of that film or see it mid-film and then follow it through all the way through. It's over and over and over again for 24 hours.
See, here's the thing. This is Bean's MO is that whatever we expect from him, he gives us the opposite. So
even accidentally, you'd have to run across this film, let alone being Mr. Christmas.
Mr. Christmas here says he's never seen A Christmas Story. Now, I've seen it, and I like Christmas, but not nearly as much as Bean does. And I don't like old movies. And yet I've seen it.
Look, I hadn't seen it, I don't know, 6 years ago up till then.
Right.
But Ralph went on and on about it, and I thought, I need to see this movie. So I made a point, Ralph.
Yes.
When it was on 24 hours.
Sure.
To watch
easy
it.
Easy access,
to take
right,
one
Lisa?
Of those uh-huh.
Easy
showings
access.
And watch
but
it.
I wouldn't have expected you to, nor would I care if you did. I'm saying with Bean, it's different.
I will make
Bean
this year,
is
then.
Mr. Christmas.
Yeah. This yes. year, I will go out of my way to try to see
I think you're lying.
It.
I think you already saw it.
Well, and that's
I think there's no
a stupid
way,
thing for you to say.
That's not the first time. I think there's no way you haven't seen it.
Guys, I believe him.
In
how
a million
can you believe
years,
him?
Because there would be no reason for me to make something like this up.
There'd
Look,
be no reason
I
for
love
you not
Christmas
to see
movies.
This movie.
I love Christmas movies. If I had seen this movie, I would enjoy being able to talk to you about
you
it.
You had
but I've
to
never
have
seen
actively
it.
Avoided this film in order not to see it, is it, what I'm saying.
I'm going to take it a step further. It's not possible. It isn't.
Well,
it isn't.
Well, then you're wrong
possible.
Again, because it is true.
Why wouldn't you seek it out?
Because I don't know. It's just, you can't see everything. And
no,
that's just one that I haven't gone out of
everything.
My way to
we're
see.
We're not asking you to see everything. We're asking you to see one thing. And we're wondering how you could not see that one thing. It's like me saying, oh, you know that 1966 Batman movie they made with Adam West? I like the series, but I just never got around to watching that movie.
Right.
I just never tuned in to watch Batman.
I have a full collection of a lot of stuff.
Right. I got a wing of my house dedicated to Batman, but I just never got around to seeing that 1966 Batman movie.
That would be the same thing, Bean. It would be the exact same thing.
Miracle on 34th Street about 100 times.
Right.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. You know what? You know what you should have done? You made that 99 times and taken one of those viewings and watched Christmas Story.
Okay, I'm going to try to watch it this season.
No, not try. Makes sense. Just watch it.
I'm going to try to watch
it.
Don't try.
I will go out of my way.
Don't try. Do.
All right, Yoda. I will watch A Christmas Story this year.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'll watch it.
I think he's lying.
Or he had to have actively avoided it. There's no way he could not just... Oh, I did. I just never got around to it. You must be going out of your way to not watch this
movie. Not at all. It's not something I have thought about it. Until it came up yesterday or over the weekend at Acoustic Christmas, I hadn't thought about that movie in forever. But, so it's not like I go out of my way to not see it. It just didn't cross my mind.
You've gone out of your way to do everything possible around Christmas. That's the thing. Music, you have every song that's ever been made.
Trees up all year long.
You love Christmas movies, you said. I love Christmas movies.
I do. I do love Christmas movies. I just haven't gotten
it. And this plays all the time.
So I haven't seen Tim Allen's A Santa Claus either. That's on the list. At some point, I need to see that. I haven't seen that one either.
It's not a classic.
That's for kids. Exactly. No big loss there.
I'll see it this year. All right?
All right.
I will see it this year.
It's a vow.
And then I got to look into that Gone with the Wind. I hear that's good. I still haven't seen that either, by the way.
No, don't even try to pot it off like that. That would be
I'm just saying that it's not that I'm actively avoiding Gone with the Wind. I just have never gotten around to seeing it.
Right, but this movie is
it's in my wheelhouse.
Most in your wheelhouse of any movie ever.
Yeah, I got to see this.
Yeah. If there was a story of a Barry Manilow fan with Asperger's who worked at a post office and he said, oh, I never got around to seeing that film. That's what this is like.
Okay. Noted. I'll go see it or watch it on the TV or however it's delivered.
It's delivered in every way. You can watch it on your watch now, I think.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. There's no
way. I have homework. I have homework now over vacation. I will see the movie.
And then I'll come in a quiz.
And then I'll come in after in January and I'll say, why didn't you guys tell me it's awesome?
There's going to be a quiz.
There's going to be a quiz on the new year.
And when you come back and you haven't seen it, there's going to be hell to pay. That's all I'm telling you.
Really? We're going to do a quiz? A Christmas Story quiz?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll be ready. Foo Fighters on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. By the way, Dave Grohl posted a very heartfelt thanks to his fans at foofighters.com yesterday. If you want to see that, he just talked about how this is one of the most satisfying years of his whole life, and he loves this record so much, and he had such fun on this concert tour, and he's looking forward to making music for many, many years. You don't often see an artist of Dave Grohl's stature, stop down and say, hey, thanks to you guys for making my dreams come true. But he's once again proving why he's the coolest guy in rock. So if you want to check that out, his blog post is up at foofighters.com.
All right. Let's talk about our man Beer Mug, who is, he's wrong decision guy. If there's a choice to be made and there's a wrong choice to be made 100% of the time, that's where Beer Mug goes.
I wanted to ask you about that, Beer Mug, because that's clearly your MO here on this program. But is it like that in real life? I mean, are you the kind of guy who you don't know where you're going and you get to a fork in the road and you have no idea? It's either to the left or to the right, and you always pick the wrong one and have to circle back around? Is that you? Because it seems like it would be.
One might think so, Beaton, but I try normally to make the right decisions and the right choices.
Right,
well,
right.
That's not what we're saying.
We're not saying you don't try.
You just fail.
Sure.
Okay.
But I try not to fail.
Sure. Yeah.
So here are the rules that...
But it's not just on this show, though. It's your whole life you make poor choices. I mean, I've seen, the beard you're sporting. I mean, I see a lot of wrong choices already happening just looking at you. But, I mean, like the examples that I gave, you always, if there's a way to pick wrong, you end up picking wrong, right?
Yeah, I know the right way, and I know the wrong way. And
I'm going to say you don't.
I'm
going to say you don't.
All right. So anyway, we're down there at Acoustic Christmas, and we're under strict rules. We do interviews with bands, and then they have to cut them pretty much to nothing.
Yeah.
They want them to be a minute long or something like that. And a band sits down with us. We try to get something out of them, try to talk about Acoustic Christmas, try to talk about the holidays, that kind of stuff, try to make it interesting. And then Beer Mug on, I believe it was Saturday, was over at the computer. He was chopping it up. He was cutting everything out so that it could really, really, really be fast, which is what the management here wants.
And that's pretty insulting, by the way. I know that's another topic, but I mean, if you have you have Noel Gallagher, as was the case Sunday night, sitting down with Kevin Bean, and if we talk to him for 3 minutes, I think that's worth putting on the radio.
Nope.
I think people who are listening to K-Rock might be interested in hearing Noel Gallagher talk to Kevin Bean for 3 minutes, but they've decided that we can't sustain an interview of that epic length.
55 seconds tops. So basically, Beer Mug was taking our interviews and he was editing them. Now, we try, and we're not very good. We'll be right up front with you about interviewing people. We're not very good, but you try to get something interesting out of them.
Something different,
yes.
Maybe?
And, you know, we started the interview typically, and it was pretty boring. I mean, they came out and sat down, and this is us at the beginning.
Last time we saw you, it was about 150 degrees. You remember?
We were in the desert.
In the desert, yeah. In the desert doing that thing. And you've been nonstop since then. You've not slowed down, and it's almost over. This weekend, you're finally done for the year, right?
Yeah. I think so. It's a couple of little things next week, but yeah.
So you got that, so that's okay. All right.
And did you mention that we're talking to Gavin Rosdale from Bush?
I probably didn't, no.
Yeah, that's who we're talking to here.
So that was, okay, that wasn't very interesting, right? I mean, it was okay. We were trying. They had a great year. Fine, fantastic. So then, some more just generic.
And then how much time do you have off?
Till February.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, that's very nice. So still, we haven't hit on anything that's interesting yet. Okay, so then we continue.
Did you anticipate it would go so swimmingly when you decided, hey, I'm getting the band back together and we're dipping our toe back in the... Really, are you surprised by this? I mean, you've got a number one record.
Okay, getting somewhere. How surprised was he about the year and the success and, coming back and all that kind of stuff?
Because it's not a guarantee just because you say, hey, I'm going to get Bush back together, that it's going to be received well and that people are going to care. But it has turned out to be a sold-out concert tour and a huge hit record. And I was surprised. I just wondered how he felt.
So then Bean stumbled upon gold. And he may not have stumbled upon it, but he at least was ready. And we got some gold out of Gavin. And that is, or Galvin, as we were saying before. And that is that... he gave us a very, very heartfelt, personal story.
Acoustic Christmas, special place for you in particular, Gavin.
It is really memorable. The most memorable thing, aside from playing it so often for K-Rock and for you guys, which is a real privilege and an honor, it is exactly, and I went into the room with my two boys where I met Gwen.
Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Is that a sweet story?
So Gavin met Gwen at an Acoustic Christmas, and he took his boys and he went to the actual room, the dressing room, where he met her.
That's pretty cool.
Right? That's touching, a unique story.
And knowing how rarely Gavin likes to talk about his personal relationship with his wife, Gwen Stefani, I was surprised that he even gave us as much as he did there, and it really was a tender moment. I mean, the fact that he and Gwen met at that show and that he was able years later to bring his boys into the room, I mean, that was moving, I thought.
It is actually the Social Distortions dressing room.
They so want
you,
please.
It was a bit anti-aesthetic for them to come in and me have my two young boys to say, look, this is what happens if you fall in love. That's what you get.
So you walked him in there and said, this is where mommy and daddy met.
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's a great story.
It really is.
Okay, we stumbled on something good. This is great. Let's go ahead and play. So then Beer Mug's over on the side and he's editing the interview. And Bean just casually, mentions something as he walks by. And, you left the part in about, Gavin and the dressing room and Gwen, because that's, I had to cut it out. I had to cut that out. We were like, what? He said, no, I had to cut it out for time. It was too long. I said, what else in that interview was important? Really nothing. I mean,
well, he left in that they're off till February. He left that part in.
You had a great year, fine. Yeah. You come back in February, fine. That was... The story about meeting Gwen, that was the heart of that interview. It's all that mattered.
Look, I had to make an executive decision.
Oh, no.
And I figured that Gavin and Gwen and Bush and Gwen.
But you thought it was more important to play You're Off Till February?
And the new record and what they've been doing on the time off.
Stop that. So finally we walked over to Bugs. We were like, listen, take everything else out and put in the part where he brings his kids back to the dressing room, because that's a real personal moment where he's, like Bean said, he doesn't talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And people love Gavin as a person and they love Gwen as a person and they're interested in following that couple. I mean, they are K-Rock royalty, the two of them together. And you would have left that on the cutting room floor.
So just
a decision that just boggles my mind.
Just to recap, he was going to leave everything else in and take out the part about meeting and about bringing his kids back to the dressing room. That was the one thing he said, you know what? I don't have much time.
It's not about the music right there,
Kevin. Let's go ahead and cut that out.
It's because it's not about the music.
Muggs is all about the music.
Yeah. No one wants to hear about how perfect the relationship is.
It's not perfect. It was they met at an Acoustic
sweet.
Christmas.
Good for them.
I think this is a bit of relationship no guy
kidding.
Right now.
No kidding.
Oh,
happening.
I see. I think good that's for what's going
them.
On
Bean
here.
Came over to me and told me, he cut out the part where, Gavin was talking about meeting Gwen. I was like, that's funny. And Bean's like, no, I'm serious. I was like, what? So I went over to Beer Mug. We all started yelling at him, and he had to re-edit it so that part actually aired. You're unbelievable.
That's what I do.
Mugs.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Chili Peppers coming up right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, Yeah, everybody all right?
Yeah, we're all here.
We didn't hear much of what you said initially because Beer Mug didn't have you potted up yet.
Well, he makes poor choices. we've established that.
Yeah.
I was saying how Flea is coming up from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean show.
That was funny. On the heels of that break, then Beer Mug does not turn on Bean's microphone.
Yeah, he is wrong choice guy.
It was pretty magical.
I wasn't in the room in his defense, but I've also told him 100 times, if I'm not in the room, just put Bean on.
I think regardless of who's in the room, he knows that Bean has to speak on this show, right?
Right.
That's a given.
Well, usually Kevin comes in first.
Right, but if I'm not here, let's say I'm not here,
Kevin just wasn't here.
I literally was perplexed because Kevin was walking in at the same exact time that happened. So I was like, is Kevin going to do it? Is Kevin going to do it? So
no, just turn on Bean's mic. Okay. Bean can handle it. He's a professional.
Okay.
We need some vacation,
you guys.
What the hell?
The wheels are coming off the wagon here.
I've said specifically, turn Bean's mic on. Just turn it on.
Wow.
It's not a big deal. Just turn it on.
Wow.
It's mugs.
He is not the guy you want in the 2-minute offense.
No.
With the game on the line.
No.
Has to call the audible.
He needs a full huddle every play.
You got to call in the plays from the sidelines right into that headset.
That's right.
Else you're not getting anything. It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are released today. Here's what you can check out for your entertainment enjoyment. Kung Fu Panda 2.
Hey!
Jack Black. Angelina Jolie. The original cast returns for a second adventure with Poe. The Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I love pandas.
No, by the way, Dave, the King of Mexico, will not see this film. Didn't see the first one, won't see this one.
Don't get me started on
this
either.
It's a Christmas story to Bean, what Kung Fu Panda is to Dave.
Why?
Dave loves pandas.
I love pandas. I love to watch the
panda gloves on
the
this
panda
weekend.
Cam. I watch the I have panda gloves. I like the little pandas in their pen, the panda pen.
Hey, Bean, maybe this will help you understand our being perplexed about you not watching a Christmas story. Can you imagine Dave doesn't watch these movies?
So when the first one came out, I said, Dave, you must be excited because Kung Fu Panda is opening on the screen. No, I don't want to see that film. That's stupid. Kung Fu Panda.
I am very surprised by that, but I don't see you accusing him of lying about not seeing it.
Well, you lie. He doesn't.
I don't lie. And I didn't lie about a Christmas story. I don't think Dave's lying about the panda, but I don't understand that.
But it is baffling.
But Kung Fu Panda hasn't been out for 30 years.
Yeah.
So he hasn't had really the chance to run up against it.
What? That's weird.
By the way, just to make sure you understand, it was a joke when I was calling you a liar, B. Just having some fun.
I think you're lying now when you're saying it's a joke.
No, I'm just saying.
I think you're both liars.
Well, that
could be true. Lying liars who lie.
That could
happens.
Be true as well.
Yeah. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, available on DVD and Blu-ray if you didn't see that in theaters. Fright Night, the remake of the classic comedy horror film, also available today. And this is one I'm picking up because I don't have this in my collection and I need it because it's one of my favorite films. The Rocketeer, 20th anniversary of The Rocketeer, available on DVD today. If you've never seen The Rocketeer and you are a fan of comic book movies, first of all, the comic book was great. The late, great Dave Stevens put that together. And Joe Johnson, the guy who did Captain America, also directed this film. This may have been his first feature. I'm not sure. But it's remarkable. And Jennifer Connelly has never looked more beautiful in it.
Yeah.
And it is just it's a great cast. Billy Campbell as The Rocketeer. It's a great, really fun action-adventure film along the lines of sort of a Raiders of the Lost Ark. Very much in the tone of Captain America, if you enjoyed that film when it came out this past summer. So you want to check that out. New CDs. Rammstein!
Love it.
Made in Germany. Their new CD is available today. The We Bought a Zoo soundtrack. Bean should have had Scarlett Johansson autograph that for you when you saw her at the red carpet premiere last night.
I didn't make that. This soundtrack I'm curious about, though, because it's Jonesy from Sigur Rós. You know the Icelandic band Sigur Rós?
Sure.
And he's the singer for that. And apparently it's very atmospheric, very moody, and quite beautiful. So I am actually looking forward to hearing this. And Cameron Crowe has impeccable taste, the director of this film, when it comes to movies and soundtracks.
But what about that ScarJo, huh? How about Scarlett Johansson?
Did she look pretty last night?
Couldn't be
hotter. Did she look good?
Saw some of the pictures online today of the premiere in New York.
Beautiful but person, though, is what I'm saying.
I imagine she would be. I've never seen her, of course. I wasn't there in New York, so I didn't go. But
right.
I did spend $7,000 to not go, and you guys got to not go for nothing.
Yeah.
That's a better deal.
I can't tell you how many people came up to us at Acoustic Christmas and said, this is all a joke, right? Bean's going.
Nope.
That's everybody's, no, he's really not going. No, he's not. Nope.
That's it was a bad investment on my part.
And a new CD by Snoop and Wiz Khalifa.
How about that?
Mac and Devin Go to High School. You can pick that up today as well. So that's what's new in stores. Mark Anthony apparently not happy with Jennifer Lopez's new boyfriend.
Well,
does he get a, does he get a say in that?
I don't know how this works.
Well, he does because of the kids. It turns out Casper Smart, her new backup dancer boyfriend, who is, I don't know, 12 years younger than her or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He's about the same age as the kids, if I recall correctly.
He's got a bit of a criminal record.
Oh,
yeah. And so Mark Anthony has announced that he doesn't want this guy anywhere near his twins. And insiders say he has no problem taking the matter to family court, if that's what it's going to take to keep this guy away from his
kids. People's court, where they need to go.
I don't believe people's going to. They should go see Judge Drudy. That's what they should do. They should go on Life Changers. Alec Baldwin, still dealing with the fallout of that American Airlines flight where he would not turn off his personal electronic device because he was busy playing Words with Friends.
Yeah.
Locked himself in the bathroom. The captain had to come out. What a child. I like Alec Baldwin. I'm a big fan. I think he's enormously talented.
Yeah.
But what a child.
But the other part about that game is it will wait for you.
Yes.
You can play
that's
at your leisure.
Of it.
There's no timer on it.
Words with Friends, you turn it off for 20 minutes. When you turn it back on, it's there.
To go into the bathroom and close the door?
You think he stomped his feet?
It's a childish act. Anyway, he's been slamming American Airlines ever since and vice versa. Now, American Airlines flight attendants have come together.
All right.
And they are petitioning the company that American Airlines that all episodes of 30 Rock be pulled off the in-flight entertainment options.
No kidding.
Yes. The Airlines Flight Attendants Association said they want a Baldwin boycott. No more 30 Rock shown during their in-flight entertainment packages, but they'd be willing to drop the whole matter if Alec would publicly apologize to American Airlines flight attendants because apparently he was blaming them for their behavior for the whole incident.
Because once again, he is
above beyond the rules the rest of us have to play
by. But he's not saying that he was abiding by the rules and they were just picking on
him. No.
I mean, he's
saying he shouldn't have had to follow the same rules as everyone else.
Well, right. He also said that other people were doing it and weren't being asked to put their stuff away.
I don't buy it for a minute.
They may just not have gotten to them, but everybody gets told.
Yeah.
And this is sad news. Do you remember the movie Hairspray?
Of course.
Yes. Based on the Broadway musical, John Travolta starred in it. An actress named Nikki Blonsky was pretty much picked from obscurity to star in the lead of this film. She now is working in a hair salon in Great Neck, New York. And customers say they're shocked when they go in there and they see her because they're fans of the movie. And there she is sweeping up hair.
She's so talented.
She is very talented. And they say she's nice enough. She'll take a few pictures and sign autographs if you bring in the DVD or whatever. But she hasn't had really much of a career since then. She said, I still would like to work. I go on auditions all the time, but I needed a day job. So now she's sweeping up and cutting hair in a hair salon in Great Neck, New York.
That's tough.
That makes me sad. Just goes to show you, people. You never know. Fame is a fickle mistress.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So make hay while the sun shines.
But as
because
we talked
a stitch in nine saves time.
I don't know how that
Thank you,
relates.
Ben Franklin. As we talked about, though, Ralph, isn't it something like, and you may have the statistic, it's 90-something percent of Screen Actors Guild members don't make enough money to live on, so I would imagine many, maybe most actors have day jobs also.
I'm not sure about the living on part, but I do know that at any given moment, only 5% of the Guild is ever working at one time.
Wow, that's crazy.
So at any given time, what that means is 95% of the people in the Screen Actors Guild are currently unemployed as actors.
Wow.
So, that is...
That's rough.
Gives you pause. But there's always a silver lining to every cloud.
All right, cliche, man.
Stop it.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Cliche.
Taylor Swift is 22 years old today.
Look, I know you guys hate on Taylor Swift.
Yes.
She has accomplished an unbelievable amount of things before she's 22 years old.
Yes.
She?
Yes.
She has. What a career for her age. It's insane that she's so young.
Yes. Agreed.
Bonnie and Clyde also achieved much before they were 30 years old.
That's true.
Murder and mayhem and thievery and robbery. I'm just saying. Just saying, man.
Good point.
He's just saying.
Amy Lee of Evanescence is 30 years old today. Tom DeLonge of Angels Airwaves. Blink, 36 years old. Jamie Foxx is 44. Steve Buscemi celebrates his 54th birthday. Mars, how great is it to be Steve Buscemi? The other side of the coin, we talk about Nikki Blonsky and how her career has stalled. How great for Steve Buscemi really to be coming into the biggest stretch of his career in his 50s to really launch and become a major star at that stage of his career.
And from Fargo, he was the funny-looking one, right?
has always been a great character actor who's sort of been in the background of a lot of great projects. But now for him to be able to step forward and really own the limelight in his 50s, I think is a great story.
He's a tremendous actor. He had a great line on this past weekend season finale, Boardwalk Empire. He said, if there were a god, would I have this mug?
54 years old today. Morris Day of the Time is 55. Ted Nugent turns 63. And Christopher Plummer from Sound of Music and in many other great performances. He's 82 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Just waiting on Flea. Not positive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. King's in the other room. He's trying to get him. Oh, there he is. All right. Time to talk to Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Here I go.
Unbelievable. They just don't stop. February 26th at the Staples Center. See the Red Hot Chili Peppers in concert. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. All this week on K-Rock, we are giving you tickets, including tickets in the fourth row. Later on today here on the Kevin and Bean Show, always a pleasure to welcome our friend Flea back to the show. Hi, Flea. How are you, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
We're great. Is it true you are in Switzerland right now? How's that going?
I'm in Zurich, yeah. Well, considering it's like, you know, 4 in the afternoon and I just had breakfast, it's not the most active day.
I think about all the times that you're kind enough to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to talk to us, and this may be our full-time arrangement, as we only talk to you when you're in Europe.
Yeah, well, you know, on tour, I get on this ridiculously late schedule where I go to bed like 4 or 5 in the morning and get up in the afternoon.
Yep. Is that hard to break when you get home, or do you try to break it?
Well, no, it's actually kind of cool because when I get home, then it slots me right into getting up at around 6 a.m. at home, you know, because the time change.
Which is
pretty good because I have a six-year-old daughter who likes to jump on my head around that time.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
All right, well, we got a lot of ground to cover with you, Flea, but let's start with how much time, even though you're in Europe and working, are you spending on NBA.com to keep up with what's going on?
Well, right now I'm so infuriated and pissed with the NBA that I refuse to even look at their website. So I go to ESPN or the LA Times or other like networking sites. Because, man, I'm just like David Stern right now is just – he's a spineless coward of a man who's lost all his integrity and really blown it by doing that. I mean, you know, the Lakers gave them probably the best trade offer that they will get, and to come in and veto it like that is just – I mean, it's unheard of. It's unprecedented, and it's like it's being dictated by grumpy owners, you know, and small market teams who, you know, small market teams can do well. It's just the Cavaliers don't do well because they run their team poorly.
Right.
You know, and it's like, don't blame us. You know, we offered a good trade. It's just, actually in that trade, I think the Lakers possibly might have gotten the worst end of the deal, giving up both Lamar and Powell for Chris Paul.
Yeah, that really is a lot to give up. You know, but Chris Paul's great. But again, you don't know. You don't know in the long term. It may have been a bad deal for us as well, but it's just not going to happen.
How about the deal that they ended up making, though, to trade Lamar Odom to Dallas for virtually nothing, or at least just things we can't see?
Yeah, well, that is sad to me, mostly just because I really love Lamar.
Yeah.
And I actually, he was kind of my favorite Laker. I mean, obviously, Kobe is the best player, but just as a guy and his vibe, and I forgive him all the goofy, you know, reality show stuff.
Right.
I really don't like reality TV. But I forgive him that part, and, you know, but I just really like him. He just seemed like a really kind, thoughtful, nice man, you know, and it's such an incredible player that did so much and was really underrated. I mean, the guy was a walking triple-double, man.
Yeah.
Right, and we can't make too much of the chemistry, too. And he was a team player, and everybody liked him and enjoyed being around him, and he was actually friends with people. And the Lakers haven't always had that in their starters.
Yeah, and if you talk to any sports writers, they'll all tell you like to a man or to a woman, they'll tell you that he was the nicest man, like one of the nicest athletes that they ever deal with. Just totally cool guy.
Right.
So I feel sad to see him go. But I do have faith that they are clearing the cap room to do something good and to do something great like Dwight Howard. I the only thing that kind of scares me is I read a little scuttlebutt about that the Buss regime is changing.
Right.
That Jerry
right.
Buss is really ceding control to his kids,
uh-huh.
and that they might be much more business and profit minded than basketball minded.
Oh no!
But I hope that's not true, and my hope is that they're really like. Going to do some great move,
Those of you that don't know Flea well or haven't heard him a lot, you might see him at Laker games. He's not one of those celebrities that shows up just because it's a place to show up as a celebrity.
Flea. No, he lives there. He's got a cot in the back.
Flea bleeds. He bleeds Lakers blood, so it's fantastic.
Will you be back in time for Christmas and the start of the season, Flea?
Yeah, right now we're on a world tour for the next year or so. So I'm back and forth, but we are home for a Christmas break, and we'll be there for the first game of the season.
Okay. Yeah. All right. In our remaining moments, we have Flea here on the show. And again, Red Hot Chili Peppers, February 26th. The tickets go up Friday at 10 a.m. Listen to K-Rock all week long to win. We have to talk about the big news that broke last week, Flea. You are going to be a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that's something they can't take away from you. That's something that's going to exist long after you and I are both gone. How did it feel to get inducted? Or to find out you would be, I should say.
Well, for one thing, if I see Magic Johnson or Kareem, I can be, hey, guys, it's a great beat on the Hall of Fame, isn't it? we could all be buddies. but beyond that, it feels really great, and really, I'm not, we've won our share of prizes and, awards and things over the years. And it's always, it's nice to be acknowledged. But this feels really special to me. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's not a corporate kind of award at all. And it's not it's just really kind of about the music in general. I think it's a Hall of Fame is a pretty cool organization, I mean, obviously there's a lot of commerce involved in terms of people selling records, and there's a lot of great people that aren't in, but I do feel, in this particular case, I feel really honored and happy for us and happy for everyone that's going in with us, former band members and stuff. I just feel special to me. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that right now, where we're at as a band, is a really great place for us. We're out on tour and we're doing these shows, and it feels so alive for us right now. It feels so, just a real electric, psychedelic, transcendent kind of feeling in our playing right now. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we're at the peak of what we can do. And to have this come, this sort of thing that is, feels reflective and retrospective in terms of all the stuff we have done, be enjoying where we're at right now, just in the moment, to have this acknowledgement of us as, the period of time that we've been together, it just feels great. It's very emotional, for me.
I understand that. And you guys are among the closest friends of any bands that we know of. I mean, and that is so nice to see. And I think that really comes through. That vibe really comes through in the music. That night is going to be so special for you guys to perform. And everybody in the, everybody you've ever looked up to that's still alive in the music industry is going to be in the room when you're playing. What's your guess as to what time Axl Rose will arrive to accept his Guns N' Roses prize that night? Because we're thinking around 2:30 a.m.
I have no idea what Axl's going to do, but when I was a kid, my very first band I was in was called Anthem, and I grew up for a while in the West Hollywood area, and Anthem was rehearsing in my bedroom, and it's my little bedroom, and we're jamming in there, and I look out my window and I see some kid climb over the fence into my backyard and come run all around through the bushes up to my backyard, peeking into the window watching us play.
Right.
And that was Slash.
What?
Yeah. He lived right around the corner and was a few years younger. And we were 16 at the time, and he must have been 13 or 12 or something.
He said, get out of here, kid, punk.
Yeah. No, I was oh, and he was yeah, I'm a guitar player. I got them starting this band, L.A. Rocks or whatever it was called. And that's so cool. And, we've been friends through the years, so him getting inducted and being from the same neighborhood, and also Steve Adler, I played football on the street with him every day.
Right.
We all grew up within the same couple of few blocks. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, so Slash going in, you know, is also something that I I'm really happy for him, and he's been such a great musician, so it's really
absolutely
cool.
Yeah. Wow, so great to catch up with you, Flea, and we haven't seen you since we did the Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers a couple months ago when we kicked off your album release party and everything, and that was so much fun, and you guys were so generous with your time and with our listeners, and we're so glad to be able to get you on and congratulate you and talk basketball and wish you a happy holiday, and we just can't wait to see much more from you guys in 2012, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. Happy holidays to you guys, too. And also, you know, a big thanks to K-Rock for all the support through the years. And, you know, without it, you know, I don't think we'd be going into any kind of Hall of Fame. And, you know, thank you so much. It really means a lot that we've been able to have an outlet for our music like this. You know, it's really, really. And there's very few of them left in the world for rock music
that's
now.
True.
You go to all these cities in the world, they have no rock music station.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
It has very little to do with Beat and I, but we will say you're welcome. And we will take full credit.
You're the best, Flea. Talk to you soon, man.
All right, bye.
Thank you,
man.
We should talk to somebody from that band. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
They won't talk to us. It's weird. They boycott K-Rock. It's the strangest thing because we love them.
It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:31. If you go to the website today, you can see a lot of stuff. You can download, by the way, the mugs, interview moments, top 10.
Oh, that's fantastic. You wouldn't want beer mug as your ringtone.
You can also download our top 10 moments with, and you can see our top 10 internet roundup videos that we chose today.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's internet roundup.
So wait. So this isn't the best videos of the week. You're talking about all of 2011. This
yes.
is the top 10 internet roundup videos of the year on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Correct.
Wow, this should be good.
The first one is Sunny D and Rum. If you remember, this is a giant woman with one tooth, and she's making up a song about Sunny D and how much she likes it.
Whoa, Sunny D and Rum, yum yum, it's a flavor I just thought of. Oh, Sunny D and Rum, yum yum.
Yeah, she's rocking. It's a flavor I just thought of. It's also songified.
Oh, Sunny D and Rum, yum yum, it's so good.
Look how much they can do with a video.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. Number 9 is planking fail in the kitchen. This is the girl that's going across from the countertop to the stove, and the stove sort of falls. It was awesome. First, the oven door comes open, and then the entire unit falls on top of her.
I can't believe she didn't break her jaw or something.
Number 8 is rope swing face plant.
Oh, yeah.
Giant girl, swimsuit, grabs a rope swing, tries to get out over the lake, but doesn't make it past 2 feet. Let's go, and just face plants right in the mud.
3.
You should set it in the Tosh.0. Yeah. People like, bitch, you're too fat to be wearing a two-piece.
This is,
and they'll be like, but let's watch her anyway.
You know, what's funny is that girl is the one that face planted, and we were saying at the time we were watching the other day, yesterday, we were saying, wow, she shouldn't be wearing a two-piece.
No.
But it's so awesome. This is what's incredible. Is that now the time between when you see someone get hurt and when you start thinking, hey, this will be funny on Tosh, is about 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
They hadn't even gone over to her to check that she was okay, and they were already laughing about how they could get it on YouTube and then television. It's amazing.
Remember Sexy Sax Man?
Oh, yeah.
This is a dude that just shows up at restaurants and places and just starts playing the Wham song.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Careless Whisper?
Careless Whisper, right.
And he made number 7 on her list.
What?
My favorite thing, he always goes with somebody else, and the other guy handles the security and whatever, and explains to them that this guy is above the rules.
No, you can hear me. You're not above the law.
He's above the law, though.
No,
it's not
no,
me. Play that one.
It's so funny. They just torture people with that.
And they go everywhere. They go to the In-N-Out or the laundromat or something. He just jumps up on a table. He's got no shirt on. He just starts playing the sax. It's the most random thing. It's very brave.
Go to kevinandbean.com, krock.com if you want to see the top 10. Number 6 is the bootleg fireworks gone wrong.
This was at your house this year, right?
Unfortunately, no. This was in the middle of the street, and it looks like bushes are on fire and houses are on fire, and everything just goes to south.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Get the water! Oh, the motherfucking bootleg fireworks!
So funny, by the way, because the guy is videotaping a bush on fire, but he's yelling, somebody get a hose. He's not doing it. Nope. He's just a video guy.
Dude, this is America, Bean. You can't put down the video camera for anything. You have to keep rolling no matter how tragic things are unfolding in front of you.
Number five is death by Mentos.
They put the Mentos in and they screwed the cap on very tightly with the Coke. And then an explosion happens, and the bottle, if you haven't seen this yet, shoots right into the camera.
It's unbelievable.
Right at it. Just knocks him right out.
Missed the top. Oh, no!
You just hear the guy laughing because you can't see any video because it's just been destroyed by the Mentos bottle. The best NASCAR prayer ever. This is a dude that gets up and thanks God for everything.
Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires that bring performance and power to the track. Lord, I want to thank you for my smoking hot wife tonight, Lisa. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Amen.
I'm not aware most prayers end boogity, 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 no. But all right.
He's the real-life Talladega Nights, though, that dude.
This is the chick that's the boom, 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 everybody say way-o. Remember her? Mm-mm. She's singing along with the song on the computer, and she's the least interesting person in the entire world.
Boom, 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 let me hear you say way-ho. I say boom, 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 let everybody say way-ho. I say boom, 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 let me hear you say way-ho. I say boom, 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 let everybody say way-ho.
Yeah, not everybody needs to record themselves singing songs.
No, she may be too white to attempt that particular song.
Number two is Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell. And this is so unbelievably funny. It's an entire series on Funny or Die. And again, you can go to krock.com to see these.
I said, if you're listening, a lot of motion, a lot of high fives.
Yeah.
And a lot of smiles.
So what happened here is Zach asked him what he does on his off time, and Will says that he manages dance groups. So now this is where Zach starts to get.
I'm listening to what you're asking me, and if you're not listening to my answers, let's just call it a day.
But the mantra is just the...
Just shut up about the mantra. Just shut up, okay?
Yeah, okay.
If you can't get the fat out of your ears and listen, okay. Then why am I here? Get the fat out of
okay.
your ears!
You know what? I'm not that fat.
And then Zach sits down and the chair breaks. And then Will Ferrell sits down and his chair breaks. It's very awesome. Funny. That's number two. And the number one best video of the year, as far as we're concerned, is the crazy, nasty-ass honey badger.
Oh, the honey badger.
Remember the honey badger? You see the honey badger, but the guy doing the voiceover is just priceless.
The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty.
And the whole thing is just him narrating what's going on this video that they got from National Geographic or someplace. So that is that's the Kevin and Bean Top 10 for the year. Go to krock.com and check it out for yourself.
Kevin and Bean, Internet, Roundup.
Everything, even Christmas, is on crack.
Kevin and Bean, the world famous K-Rock.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock at 7:42.
You really have the hiccups?
Yep.
Let me hear one.
Well, you can't do it. You can't do it on
command.
On command, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. Felipe Esparza, who is a comic who won Last Comic Standing, joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. But Jeffrey Ross is on the phone right now, which may be even better because he is the Roastmaster General, and he is appearing this weekend at the Brea Improv Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hey, Jeffrey. How are you, man?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
Fantastic. Always great to talk to you. I know you've been out there hustling. Everything good?
Always hustling, baby. Yeah, man. I'm going on a big tour, and this is my first promotional phone call.
Wow.
My friends, Kevin and Bean.
It all starts here.
You better have some really funny stuff to say, man. You've been saving it up for the beginning of the tour, I know.
This is going to be nuts. This is like the too soon review. All the jokes that... You know, you could never do on TV. I'm going to be doing live. All the Sandusky jokes, all the Steve Jobs jokes, everything.
That's what we've come to love about you, Jeff, is that, you know, comedy plus time is bogus. It's, you know what I mean?
I don't have the luxury of time, you guys.
By the way, Jeffrey, I want you to know that I bought one of your Too Soon t-shirts on the website the other day for a Christmas gift. I think it's...
I love that.
I think it's hilarious. You go to roastmastergeneral.com and Jeffrey Ross, and he's not the guy you would expect to have a fine line of apparel to buy.
No.
But he has several different versions of the Too Soon shirt, and I'm so glad you're doing this, because that is something else that you are now known for, is being the first guy to make the really insensitive joke after something bad has happened. But he's got the versions that if you want to get him dressed in the full Gaddafi outfit, which I think you probably had those made up 2 days after Gaddafi was dead, right?
He wasn't dead yet when I made
that. Yeah. Or you could just get the version just with Too Soon on the shirt. I mean, they're very, very funny, and I think it's awesome.
They make a wonderful stocking stuffer for a premature ejaculator.
Yeah. All right. See, there you go.
Good. Awesome. Hang on. Let me make a note.
The Brea Improv, Friday through Sunday. Tickets available through BreaImprov.com. And I also saw when the article came out a few days ago about the 19 new shows that Comedy Central is planning for 2012, that you have one of those called The Burn. What's that about?
It's a weekly roast of current events. It's just a pilot for now, but I got a good feeling about it. And you guys are going to love it. It's going to be vicious.
So how does it work? You have a studio audience, and you just talk about the issues of the day and just mock people?
Comedy Central built me a roasting arena where I basically, it's like a Roastmasters headquarters where I can rip the world a new one crack at a time.
Love it.
I was also excited. You've got our good friend Brad Williams on that show with you, too. We love that dude.
He's so funny. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Not enough people know Brad. He is so funny, this guy. And I don't know, I got a good feeling about it. Bob Saget and John Stamos did cameos in the pilot, and they're testing it. So I don't know. Maybe the next time we talk, I could have a new show to promote.
How does this work? How does the timing of it work? I mean, are you going to find out in a couple of months? Are you going to find out in a year? How does that work usually?
Well, we just did a pilot, and they said we would find out in January.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, the tour is a way to, like, keep myself busy so I don't go crazy hoping we get picked up.
Yeah. But if you get picked up, does the tour end?
No, no.
So long, suckers.
For a while. Well, no. If you come see me, if people buy tickets, then I'll definitely have to go to these places. They have me going to, like, Wisconsin. Comedy Central's promoting the tour, so I think they're sending me far, far away.
Yeah, let's get them out of town for a while.
This is the voice of the Roastmaster General, our friend Jeff Ross, on the phone here on the Kevin Beach Show. Jeff, are you I know this about your personal life. Are you a single guy?
I am.
Okay. Because I do follow you on Twitter, and I noticed that in lots of cities, you put pictures up of of hot chicks who come backstage to meet you after the show. And I think that is the gig.
You have to, right?
Sure.
Yes. Yes, you have to, right?
Yeah, we're saying you're doing the right thing.
Why be a rock star if you don't dress like one? Didn't
Correct.
Lenny Kravitz once say that?
He might have. I'm
living vicariously. I'm living the craziest life.
I'd like to suggest you're not dressing like a rock star, though. You don't mind my saying so.
I'm dressing like the guy from the guy who plays harmonica, the fat guy.
Right. I'm just saying, if you've seen Jeffrey Ross, you're going to be astonished at the level of chicks he's pulling. That's my point. You need to be following this dude on Twitter. And it just goes to show you that fame and a little bit of walking around money will impress a lady no matter what you look like. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my. Are you making fun of my Harpo hair right now?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I was on a date recently, and Don Rickles made me take a bow and made fun of my Harpo hair and asked my date if she had cataracts.
Oh, God.
But the picture you're referring to, buddy, is a picture of my old Dancing with the Stars partner, Edita, brought like six of her friends to see me in San Francisco, so I tweeted it.
Sweet.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I saw it. I spent some time with that photo. But I'm just saying, well done. Keep up the good work, Jeff. That's all.
I love it, man. I appreciate your support. You know, Audit is out there for a pimp right now.
That's right.
You have to tell us.
Jeff Ross Roasts America, Friday through Sunday at the Brea Improv. This might make a great early Christmas gift for somebody hard to buy for on your list. You can buy your tickets at BreaImprov.com. Check out all the stuff going on with Jeff at RoastmasterGeneral.com as well. And we will keep our eyes peeled for Comedy Central's The Burn. Man, it's great to always catch up with you, Jeffrey. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season. We look forward to seeing you next year, dude.
Jeff Ross and Kevin and Bean together forever, baby.
We got that T-shirt already out.
Like Run DMC and the Beastie Boys. I love you guys.
Thank you, Jeff. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 7:57.
Ralph, have you seen this new Maxim issue that's out with JWoww on the cover?
Maxim, I hardly even know him.
We're going to talk to the editor-in-chief of Maxim, Dan Bova, coming up about all the goodness that's in the January issue on Newsstands Now. All right, back to you.
I was going to put it in the file, but I think the laughter afterwards saved it. It was strong.
Now time for the showbiz beat. Now here's Ralph if he can recover.
Oh, I got a stitch. Oh, that was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Paris Hilton's ticking off her neighbors. Apparently, she threw a holiday party Wednesday, and everyone in her subdivision was not pleased. Everyone showed up at her event at the same time, which caused a huge backup at the front gate. And some folks were going to have to wait in line for 35 minutes, said security.
People coming to the party or people who
live
there?
People coming to the party and people who live there.
Oh, man.
Imagine trying to get into your own subdivision. You're trying to throw the security gate, and there's a line a mile long waiting to get in.
Yeah. And you're not invited to the party.
Right. Everyone else who lives there, including Slash and Denise Richards, apparently are also in the subdivision, are talking about the fact they want her out. That she's more trouble than she's worth. I can't imagine living around her. No, nothing good can come from that.
No,
right?
That wouldn't be good.
Let it learn! In the news, yesterday we talked about the fact that her Chanel purse was ripped off while she was vacationing in Hawaii. Yeah. Well, there's good news.
How many times is she going to go to that one, by the way?
No, the purse has been recovered.
Oh, all right.
She got her passport back and her probation officer permission papers for her to travel.
All right.
Those were returned. However, the $10,000 in cash that she was carrying in her purse, not surprisingly, was missing when they found it.
A lot of cash.
That's a lot
of cash. You never know when you're going to like need Starbucks or something. You got to be ready.
Right.
Is there any reason you guys can think of, besides I'm going to buy drugs, to have $10,000 in cash?
I don't understand in cash, because if you're going to buy high-end jewelry or clothing or something, you use a credit card, right?
Yeah. Right.
Blackmail payoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Something illegal, though, is the only reason you'd need that much cash, right?
Well,
Kidnapping, ransom
demands?
Or I'm going to skip bail, change my name, move to another country, and I don't want to be electronically traced through credit cards. Maybe that's the...
Maybe someone took all our cards away.
Yeah, but then you need more than 10 grand.
You're not going anywhere in 10 grand.
That's your point. So I don't know. That's just perplexing.
Maybe she just likes to carry a big role, yo. Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
Flash those Benjis.
If I have more than 100, I almost never have even $100. I mean, I usually about $40 is all I want on me. Other than that, I get nervous.
I like to have $100 in cash on me at all times.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
You never know.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
I like to keep about $7,000 in case I want to bid on an auction. You know.
Kevin does have about $4,000 on any given time, and it's all ones.
It's a miracle. I was going to say the exact. Every time Kevin pulls something out of his pocket,
I don't have that
ones
much,
just start going down the street.
I do have a lot
Tim
of ones.
For some money, because I forgot to go to the ATM before almost Acoustic Christmas, and I need a little cash. And he pulled out and it looks like Dennis the Menace's pocket. There's a frog in there, and there's a yo-yo, and there's some jacks, and there's some dice, and some old baseball cards, and then there's a fistful of ones wadded together into like a giant globe of money.
And they're falling everywhere.
Dollars are coming out.
I was looking for anything but a one. A $2 bill would have been great. $5.
You had literally about 4,000 singles.
I don't think I had that many, but yeah, I did have a lot
get
of ones.
That. Like, how do you get so many ones?
I don't. How am I supposed to know?
How do you not have a wallet to put your money in? Why do you carry it like a fifth grader? It looks like lunch money.
It's my system, man.
It's not a system.
Don't fight my
system. It's a lack thereof.
My system is magic.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Christopher Plummer. He was Captain Von Trapp in the classic film The Sound of Music. And has gone on done amazing performances in many, many films since.
He's one of the stars of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo out this week.
That's right.
Yes! How old is he still working?
82 years old.
Amazing.
By the way, speaking of that film, I will have passes to give away to the special advanced K-Rock screening of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Not in this particular showbiz beat, but in an hour. Come on back, and I will give you pairs of passes.
Or stay. You don't have to come on back.
I can't stay. I can't put people through that. Okay. Really, I can't.
I don't blame you.
Christopher Plummer's 82. Ted Nugent, Morris Day, Steve Buscemi, Jamie Foxx, Tom DeLonge, Amy Lee, and Taylor Swift also all celebrate their birthdays today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. Felipe Esparza joins us coming up next, the winner of Last Comic Standing. Very funny young comedian. He's going to be in studio here in a moment. I'm having trouble, Kevin. I'm looking for a magazine that will do an expose on the getting inside the sinister, salty world of snack food. I have not been able to find one yet. Is there any way you have any advice for me? Could you help me at all?
It's odd that you would say that because the new Maxim magazine has an article on that specifically.
Are you serious?
Yes. Crazy.
Well,
is there,
do you know anyone that we could talk to from Maxim? We could ask questions about how that made it to the magazine?
No.
Dan Bova joins us. He is the editor-in-chief of Maxim. The current issue, I think, is January, I want to say, and it is on newsstands now. How are you, Dan?
Hey, great. How are you?
Very good.
Well, we're doing fine. Look, we buy the magazine for the gadgets and the chicks and the sports, yet here we are inside the sinister, salty world of snack food. What's going on, dude? What happened?
I can't tell you too much. There are two snipers trained on me right now outside a pretzel cart. I've already told you too much. Yeah, we sent a very funny writer, Meryl Marco, who's actually the first head writer for David Letterman. We sent her to Snackspo, which is a convention for the snack food industry, and she got the lowdown on everything that goes into that thing you're stuffing into your mouth right now.
I don't want to know that. I would rather work blind when it comes to snacks.
Right.
I think that's true of many of the foods that we eat. Whatever tastes the best, you don't want to know how it's made, and you don't want to know what's in it or how bad it is for you.
Almost
I think that's good.
Almost anything that goes in your mouth, you really don't know where it's been before.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to tell Lisa. All right, listen, JWoww was an interesting choice. I know that you mostly always have a celebrity on the cover. JWoww, I think people will be surprised, A, what an unbelievable body she has, because even though we see her on Jersey Shore, we don't often see her looking like this, you know, photographed by your amazing Maxim photographers. But what's going on with her face, in your opinion, Dan? Because I think there's something honked up about it. What do you think?
Oh, well, you know, she was in the office a couple of days ago, and after she stopped punching me in the face, because that's just what she does.
Sure.
No, she is unbelievably beautiful in person. I really, really sincere about that. She is really strikingly beautiful, especially when you see her in person. And hopefully she's going to be doing some signings out in L.A., so maybe you guys could swing by that and see for yourself.
Yeah. She's got this smirk. And maybe it's because, hey, I'm JWoww and I'm making $10 million this year. Maybe I'd be smirking too if I was her.
Yeah, maybe.
let's talk about some of the girls in the magazine. I mean, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, Natalia.
And there's
girls in this issue? I missed that part.
Natalia Avschi, is that how you say her name? Avschi?
Yes, yes. Yeah. She is a aspiring model, friend of Ron Artest. So you know, she's not crazy at all.
Yeah, no. Ron only hangs out with non-crazy people. So
right. World peace. Sorry.
Sure.
What's his name?
Oh, yeah. I think that's his new name. Yeah, exactly. You have your 2011 hometown hottie winner, who's about as good as it gets this year. Now, this is something that Maxim has been doing for many, many years. Has become quite famous for. You have thousands of entries, right? For that?
Oh yeah. It's unbelievable. We get tens of thousands of entries. The Maxim scientists pare it down to about 1,000, and then the readers are the ones who pick it. And we go through rounds and rounds of finals and semifinals, and the beautiful Dominique from Florida was crowned this year's winner. We're going to have it on our website. You can see the video when we Skyped her to tell her she won. There was a lot of screaming.
Sure.
What do you get when you win? Is there a cash prize, or what happens?
You get to, well, of course, the honor of being the hometown hottie. You get to, you basically go on a national tour. We have her popping up at all kinds of Maxim events during the year.
Nice.
She's going to be back in the magazine. She's going to be doing some TV stuff. So she's going to be all over the place soon.
Dan Bova's on the phone with us right now. He is the editor-in-chief of Maxim Magazine, which is always worth picking up on the newsstands. The January issue is out now. And you tackle one of our favorite things in sports, which is the Stanley Cup Tour. The team that wins, and this past year it was the Boston Bruins, they get the cup, and every player on the team gets to take it and do something with it for a day.
Right.
And we've been lucky enough, you know, to stand in awe of the cup, and we've seen the guys walk in with the white gloves that, you know, travel with the cup, and it's just so amazing. What you wrote an article partly about what the guys did with it this year. Was there anything interesting that came out of that?
Right. Well, one guy ate an entire. Well, it's funny that they treat it so gingerly and gently as they're presenting it around. But then when they give it to the players, you know, one guy will you know, eat a box of cereal out of it with a giant spoon.
Yep.
You know, another guy will take it to a club and fill it with several bottles of champagne and work on it all night. So the cup has many. If that cup could talk,
yeah,
it'd probably be screaming in horror right
the
now.
Guy that, the guy that is responsible for taking the cup around has 1,000 stories, though. He'll tell you, like, this dent is from 1994 when right. so-and-so took it to, you know, to his hometown. I mean, it really does have some history behind it.
Yeah, when I was in the city when the Rangers won a million years ago, I happened to be in a bar that somebody walked in with it, and it was quite insane and very unsanitary, I must add.
Sure.
Well, you even have a sidebar on some of the crazy things the Cup's been involved in. There was one player who has put his baby daughter in there, and she pooped in it. I mean, you know that for a fact, and people are still drinking out of it every night. It's insane, right? Well, it's another fantastic issue. Look for it on newsstands. JWoww is on the cover. Of course, you can go to Maxim.com. Dan, great to have you on, man. Congratulations on being editor-in-chief this year, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in 2012, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We welcome to the studios Felipe Esparza.
Yeah.
Good morning, Felipe.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Fool?
How are you, man?
Good.
Felipe's Facebook page is What's Up, Fool. I like that.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
The name of it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure. I like it. Yeah.
And my webpage is Felipe's World.
Sure. Tell us about being on Last Comic Standing and what that was like for you.
It was tough.
Yeah.
I never thought I was going to win, first of all. A guy from Boyle Heights, East LA.
Yep.
But
what is it? But something made you enter, so you thought, well, maybe you know.
You know what happened? I have auditioned for it before and didn't get through. And this time, I rode my bicycle to the audition, and they saw me ride my bicycle. Wow, you ride a bicycle? That's an interesting story. So
right,
you're legit.
You made it.
So riding a bike literally is the reason why you made it in comedy.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you have a car? We were just talking about this off the air a second ago, and grew up in Los Angeles. Seems like everything is a long ways away. It seems like you need a car.
Well, I used to have a car, and then my friend crashed it on the way to buy drugs.
Right. Okay, good.
You know, and then I figured, you know, if I would have been in that car, I would have got hurt too. So I figured, you know, I don't need a car.
So cars are bad
now? So cars are bad because your friend wrecked it on the way to get drugs?
Yeah, so I sobered up 2 years ago, and little by little, I'm trying to get a car.
Okay.
But I catch the bus now.
So now you take the bus.
It's weird, man. So there are creepy people in there. The further you get in the bus, the more creepier people get.
Is that right?
Like back of the bus looks like the bar from Star Wars.
How long have you been taking the bus?
I was there for 3 years now.
Really?
Wow. It's funny, like you see people in the bus, you go, hey, didn't you win Last Comic Standing? Yeah. Wow, you lost the money already?
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts. You hope at that point you do hope that at that point you do hope that nobody recognizes you.
Yeah.
But then they do.
Felipe, you can buy a car, honestly. It's a POS, but can't you buy a car for like $300? I mean, it's not like it has to be expensive to get something just to get off the bus, dude.
But then you have to buy insurance, put gas.
Yeah.
Insurance
is questionable.
Yeah, exactly. You address that in your act. I mean, come on, man. You'd lose street credibility if you bought insurance, right, at this point?
Yeah, I would.
Felipe, I mean this as a compliment. You are the most Mexican person I've ever met in my life.
That's probably true.
I mean, go Raiders, right?
All the way live. We are old for a decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Carlos Mencia if he were funny and if he didn't steal all the jokes. I mean, that's what Felipe's all about.
Exactly, man. It's funny because I know I'm not a tough guy, but I'm sure that I could beat up everyone who shops at Trader Joe's.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, yes. They're pretty weenie.
At Whole Foods. But at Walmart and Whole Foods and Food for Less, I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. You got to know your strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. Right.
Tell me about the first few times as you were getting your getting your legs about you in comedy that you got up on stage in front of people and tried to tell jokes. Is it the type of thing did you just kind of wing it, or did you have five jokes that you'd written down and you said, all right, I'm going to see how these go over? Or what'd you do?
I winged it. I had no jokes. I just made fun of two people in the audience, and then I bombed. I sucked.
Really?
Went home crying.
Oh, that hurts.
And they told me to come back to next week, and I came back, and I still was not funny.
But didn't you think, in that week, didn't you think maybe I should come up with a couple of jokes?
But I was like doing my material very deadpan, like Stephen Wright, you know?
Yeah.
and then I have a heavy accent, so it was like they were understanding every other word.
Oh, see, yeah, that right.
They could only understand Holmes and orale and dude. And what's up, boo? And fool.
But that's what it's like for most comics, though, is the first few times, it's sometimes a lot of times they get up on stage, it just sucks because it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, it is a craft that takes forever to get right.
Yes, and then on my special, which is called The True Story, I told my mom I'm going to do stand-up comedy, and she said, don't worry about it. No one there is going to laugh at you.
Sweet. That's nice. That's very nice of her.
It took me a minute.
Sorry. Do you do stand-up in Spanish a lot, too?
No.
You know. Why? Spanish?
Oh, it'll translate well. I try to do like stand-up in Spanish. It doesn't work. Nobody gets it, and nobody's listening.
Wait. You speak fluent Spanish, though, right?
Yes, I could fake in a car accident.
So you'd have to rewrite it all to do it in Spanish, essentially.
Wait a minute, like what's fake it in a car accident? You mean when you get out and the guy goes, why are you doing that? Then you just pretend you don't know
what he's saying, right?
When I get into a car accident with another Mexican, we try to all Mexican each other.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, you hit me. Then I start speaking English. Hey, you have insurance? Take it easy. I'll fix your car right here. No problem. That's the Mexican seal of approval. R2D2.
Our guest on the Kevin and Bean Show is comic Felipe Esparza. You can see him on stage at the John Lovitz Comedy Club and Podcast Theater. And you should this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Two shows Friday, one show on Saturday. You can get your tickets at johnlovitzcomedyclub.com.
But if you see him, let's say you see him and he's waiting for a bus. Pick him up and take him there.
Yeah.
Give the man a ride. Exactly. Right. Felipe, can you stick around for one more?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Love it. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kind of weird sign language are you doing over there?
I was just saying
kind of
my
weird
friend.
Sign language. That's a T.
I'm throwing my gang signs over there.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on our Tuesday. Our guest in studio is the winner of Last Comic Standing, Felipe Esparza. Very funny. Boyle Heights represent.
Shut up, Bean.
Yeah,
he's going to be at the John Lovitz Comedy Club and Podcast Theater this weekend, Friday, Saturday. I'm sorry. What, Felipe?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Boyle Heights, the housing projects, Aliso Village, Pico Gardens. They always have names of people you never heard of.
Yeah.
I don't care about this project.
Felipe, you're making a living as a comic now?
Yes, I am.
This is your job. What kinds of jobs did you do before you got to this point, maybe before you got on TV so much and were able to, you know, to tour and do comedy? What other stuff did you do?
I used to work at Dodger Stadium making hot dogs.
What?
No,
that's a perfect
kidding.
Job for you.
Yeah.
What?
I used to make hot dogs all day and cook Chinese food and then sneak away for a one-hour break. Nobody noticed to watch the game.
That's a perfect job
Think
for you, growing
giant
up a Dodger fan.
Hairnet he had to wear.
Yeah. Oh, I had short hair then.
You
bald.
Did?
You were bald.
Don't
yeah.
No
you just cut it all off. Yeah, because now you would need a full afro hairnet.
I would need a big hairnet.
Yeah. It's so weird that now you're gainfully employed and you look more like a homeless guy than you did back then.
Yeah, I got to hide my look. I'm under the witness protection program.
Now, you threw out the first pitch at a Dodger game.
Yeah, I threw out the first pitch at Dodger Stadium, and it was incredible.
That must have been cool being a lifelong fan, right?
Yeah, man. It would have been a good pitch if you were playing kickball.
Yeah. Yeah, you and me both. I'm glad to hear that.
The ball that it, you know what it was? I tried to throw a knuckle.
Yes!
Kevin, wasn't that your tact, too?
Yes!
And I threw it like Charlie, like, what's his name? Charlie Huff, whatever his name was.
Uh-huh. Right, Charlie Huff.
I let, like, Wakefield.
Or
I
Tim Wakefield,
go.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it broke too soon.
Yeah, mine broke bounced. About halfway there. You know, when I was in high school, I used to pitch in baseball, and I always wanted to throw a knuckleball well, and I never could. If it knuckled, it would be, you know, 5 feet away from the batter, so it would be nowhere near. So that was my dream, is to throw a knuckleball there at Dodger Stadium, and it was just a disaster. I ended up on my stomach. I did a face plant. Did you do that?
No.
Right, you win.
My arm will hurt later on.
I think a lot of people are surprised, and Kevin, you shouldn't have been because you played baseball growing up, but a lot of people are surprised at how far it is. That 60'6" on TV looks like an easy toss. Once you get up there on the mound, it's a long way to throw baseball if that's not what you do.
Yeah.
It's further than you'd throw it if you were just playing catch, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was just afraid to hurt the catcher. That was my problem. I didn't want to bring
it. Yeah, you don't want to throw too hard.
If I brought too much heat and then I injure somebody, now everyone hates me. You
yeah.
know?
What's it been like, Felipe, for you watching the Dodgers and their troubles that they had, what with the divorce and everything that's been going on over the last couple of years? It's been a miserable time to be a fan of the Blue.
Oh, man, it's sad, man. It was sad, man, to see the Dodgers to be that bad.
Yeah.
But unless you grew up in where Dodger Stadium is, then you're happy that finally the Dodgers leave and I could get my house back. Chavo Ravine lives.
You think that's how it's going to work?
Nah.
We're going to hand out houses again?
No, the Dodgers are going to be bought and then sold.
Yeah.
By De La Hoya.
That is one of the people that's talking about doing it, right?
Edward James almost should buy the show.
That'd be cool.
What a lay. You should have got a baseball. Well, you know, the Mexican owner of the Angels, he's Mexican. So. Uh-huh.
Artie Moreno, right.
Yeah. Yeah, the first, he was the first Mexican guy to put white guys out in the field.
Is that right? I didn't realize that.
Interesting, yeah.
Never looked at
he
it
really
like that.
He really took a risk then. So you do you admire him? You can't be an Angel fan if you're a Dodger fan.
I hate the Angels.
You have to, right?
Yeah, I don't like Orange County.
I mean, same thing. Angel
whole,
fans have to
county?
Hate the Dodgers. You don't have a choice.
But they're still called the Los Angeles Angels of Disneyland. So
that is the official name. Yes, yeah. You have that right.
It's kind of silly.
You must. There's a lot of very popular comedy clubs down in Orange County. I imagine you play down there. Is it a little bit of a hostile audience for you if you go down there? Look out at all those white faces.
No, there's a lot of Asians in Irvine.
Okay.
They like you? The
yeah.
Asians?
I got a lot of different fans. Well, I couldn't have won Last Comic Standing if only Mexicans voted.
That's true.
I would have lost.
True. Yeah. That's a good point.
So you have to appeal to other people.
It was Mexican with everybody.
Now, for the holidays, what do you do? What kind of family do you have? Who do you get together with? What's your plan?
We have a gift exchange at my mom's house because we have a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Like 7 brothers. One
oh
sister.
My God.
7 brothers, one
That's
sister.
That's so unusual for a Mexican family to have so many. Oh, wait.
No, it was a little bit, man. There was some other family in our neighborhood called the Martinez. We call them the Lecheros. It was 30 brothers.
30?
Yes.
What?
And then 20 of them were, 10 were in Mexico and 20 were here.
Oh my God.
Sending money back to Mexico to get them over
yeah,
the border?
Mom couldn't walk, right?
She couldn't walk, man.
God.
She used to walk like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
That's a little
it's
scary.
My dad, crazy. One time the burglars broke into our house and they couldn't find nothing to steal.
Oh, that's sad.
So
they woke us up to make fun of us. Yeah, my dad used to be a wrestler in Mexico. It was cool growing up with him because when he hit us, he didn't really hit us.
See, Beer Mug, that's funny because the wrestling looks real, but it's fake.
Right,
you get
right.
it?
Yeah. So yeah. he didn't really hit him.
Yeah.
We'll explain it to you
later. Okay. We'll get back to you.
Well, all right. We're almost out of time here. So John Lovitz Comedy Club. Have you played up there before, by the way?
Yes, I was there last December, as a matter of fact. But this,
okay.
But this time, if you bring a canned food to the show, I'm going to give it all to the LA Food Bank. I'm working with them, and I'll give you a free comedy CD.
How about that?
Nice. That's very generous.
Are you just saying that, and you're going to take the food home to the 7 brothers, or are you actually doing that?
No, man, we're going to give them canned food. If you don't have no canned food, just throw in a can opener, because we need those two.
Okay. Friday night, 2 shows, 8 and 10. Saturday night, 1 show at 8 o'clock. JohnLovitzComedyClub.com.
And one this show is on Thursday, too.
Oh, fantastic.
I didn't have that. That's great. So Thursday night, you'll be playing there as well. So this is the comedy you've been waiting for. Felipe Esparza is going to be on stage there. You can follow him on Twitter at FunnyFelipe. Website is FelipeSWorld.com.
And Twitter
great to meet you.
And Twitter me at FunnyFelipe.
FunnyFelipe. All right. Great to meet you, man. Thank you for
coming.
Thanks
for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. Right
there. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:51.
Let's just not say anything about Sublime at all today, because we'll just step in it again if we do.
Well, so. You got a nasty phone call from the management. I know that.
It wasn't our fault.
Exactly.
Liars.
You go to K-Rock.com, by the way, if you want to hear the interview that we did with Sublime over the weekend where they announced us that Bud was leaving, and then you can hear the manager, Cheese, calling in to correct us on a few details in our conversation that we had. So we put both of those up at KevinBean.com or K-Rock.com. Check it out. Plus, earlier today, we did the top 10 countdown of the best internet videos of 2011. You can find that up as well on the website. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz news here on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Surprises me that Richard Cheese can do all those funny parody songs and also manage Sublime. He has got so much talent.
Nope.
He can really spread himself around and yet achieve
unrelated.
So much
this
in the terms of the entertainment
the
world.
This is a guy just goes by Cheese, nothing to do with our friend Richard Cheese at all.
Yay!
That was a pensive what?
Yeah, it wasn't.
What?
I feel like you committed.
It's just me touching my chin going, what? I'm really confused.
What?
No, that's the robot what. All right, before I get to showbiz news, I do have those aforementioned promised passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Why not, Bean? This is America!
Why not indeed, Doe? It happens on the Sony lot Monday, December the 19th. It's movies and theaters everywhere on Wednesday the 21st. But you'll be amongst the first to have seen it if you're one of the first three lucky callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First three callers to get through, get a pair of passes to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. How good does that movie look,
looks
by the way?
Awesome.
The trailer is more intense than most two-hour films.
Agreed.
I watched that, and you have to catch your breath at the end. You're like, this looks so intriguing and so frightening and so intense. Great cast. Daniel Craig, Christopher Plummer.
And Fincher and
David Fincher's directing. Yeah, how great is
Trent Reznor? It looks great.
Good stuff. Are you ready?
Yes.
For the latest musical on Broadway based on a motion picture.
It depends on the motion picture.
Well, I think you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Ready for Austin Powers, the musical?
Oh,
yes!
No.
Come on!
Oh, no.
Oh, behave, don't you be a naughty little boy.
No way. Not ever.
Yeah, Mike Myers apparently involved in writing and mounting Austin Powers, the musical.
Look, this is...
Why do we need that?
Isn't this going to start a whole new...
And that song in it, it'll be great.
Yeah, but I'm saying everybody's going to go, oh, behave.
They're make you horny, yeah, baby? Like, yeah. Oh, there you are.
Get in my belly. Come on.
Oh, imagine the song written to get in my belly. Of course, Mike is also hard at work on the fourth film in the series as well. So we are on the verge, people, of an Austin Powers renaissance.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
I'm very excited.
No!
I'm excited. I'm saying I'm excited. Poor Sam Jones. Those of you know who Sam Jones III is, the actor, he was a regular...
He just won UFC 140 over the weekend.
That's Bones Jones.
That is a different person.
Sam Jones was Pete Ross on Smallville for many a season. And then he was removed from the cast of the show with some controversy surrounding that. And things have gone downhill. Then for Sam, he just got his sentence for being involved in a major drug ring with a conspiracy to sell over 10,000 oxycodone pills.
Ew.
He pled guilty to conspiracy this week and will be hanging out for the foreseeable future at the federal prison in Lompoc, California for the next year.
You call it hanging out there?
Yeah, he'll be hanging out.
Okay.
Spending at least a year in Lompoc for his sentencing. So that's sad news because he was really likable on that show. But things went south.
Yeah. So there he is, stuck in Lompoc again.
Oh, my God, file.
What?
Wow. It's
like almost Lodi, but not quite. And it's a sloppy sort of tangential maybe file.
We're running on just fumes at this point. We're barely hanging on to the end of the week.
Well, you know what? If you're running on fumes, you know what you don't do? Just gun it in the wrong direction. That's not what you do with your car.
I'm going on the freeway in the wrong direction.
You coast in the right direction, and you just play it safe, hoping that your car will get you to your destination.
I accept your score.
You know, gun it going backwards.
Okay. Put it in the file.
And okay. Richard Hatch. While we're talking about celebrities and
from
jail.
From Lounge Against the Machine?
Bean, that's only a joke for us, and we don't think it's funny.
Richard Hatch from Survivor, the first ever winner of Survivor, was released yesterday from prison, where he was serving time for tax evasion. Mm-hmm. Now, you may remember, this may sound very familiar to you, because it's the second time he's been inside for the same crime. First, he went inside for not declaring his $1 million in winnings from the show, initially, and subsequent other earnings. Then he served the time on that original charge, and then was sent back in 2009 because he violated the terms of his release. So he's out again.
Unbelievable.
For the second time.
Are we sure he doesn't like it in there?
I'm not sure what's going on, but he has finally been released. So we're all very happy that Richard Hatch is out back walking amongst us.
And he's another guy who did himself no favors by going on Celebrity Apprentice and didn't realize what a doofus he was.
Boy, was he a douchebag on that show. Sarah Palin is taking interviews with networks, any network, pitching her new reality show, and is having a hard time getting a buyer.
Really?
Yeah. The new premise for her new reality show may have something to do with it. It's about her husband Todd's snowmobile racing career.
No.
Wouldn't you be fascinated to follow Todd Palin's racing career?
No.
On snowmobiles?
Mm-mm.
Come on, Kevin. You watch Big Shrimpin' and Lady Hoggers and
I
Swamp
like those.
People
I like
and
those, yeah.
Gator Magic and all those other reality shows. You love those.
I do.
Wouldn't you like to see the
nope.
snowmobile show?
Nope.
It'd be like Ice Road Truckers, only it'd be snowmobile
yeah.
road
no.
racers.
Mm-mm. No point in that. No point in that at all.
Sarah Palin producing with Mark Burnett, by the way. Our buddy Mark Burnett co-producing on this project. Mark. Mark, give us a call. We need to have a chat.
No way.
No kidding.
Not ever.
From the man who brought you Survivor, it's Snowmobile.
A guy that's snowmobile.
Yeah, no one wants to see that.
Racing.
And how about this for you two? Congratulations.
To you two?
Yep.
What'd they win?
This week, it's been announced they are the highest grossing and biggest selling tour in rock and roll history.
Yay!
Wow. Of all time.
Yeah.
This most recent tour, the 360 tour, grossed more than $736 million.
Wow.
It was over three quarters of $1 billion in ticket sales.
They're playing stadiums, too.
Yep.
That helps.
They just edged out the Rolling Stones from their A Bigger Bang tour. That was the previous record holder, but now they are they're number one. And it's funny because they were promoting the On the Road, No Line on the Horizon, their least successful album of all
yeah.
time. That's what they were in support of, and yet the tour was a monster hit. So.
It was pretty poorly received, but, you know, they have all those hits, and they play them all. They've been a great touring band for a long time.
Great live band. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Taylor Swift is 22 years old today. Amy Lee of Evanescence is 30. Now, is she back with Evanescence? Is she performing with them again?
She has she owns the Evanescence name, so she replaced the guy she wasn't getting along with.
Yeah, I hear you. Tom DeLonge of Angels and Airwaves and Blink-182 is 36 years old. Jamie Foxx celebrates his 44th birthday. Steve Buscemi turns 54. Morris Day of Morris Day and The Time celebrates his 55th birthday.
They're back,
birthday.
By the way, Ralph. I don't know if you're a Time fan, but they have a new album that just came out a couple of months ago that's terrific.
They're not The Time, though. Prince
they're
won't
not
let
allowed
them
to
be
use
the
name.
Time.
They're going
now
by the original
the seven. The original
it's a,
seven.
It's a good album. You would really like it.
Ted Nugent, 63. And Christopher Plummer, who is in the movie we were just talking about, the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Of course, most famously known as Captain Von Trapp on The Sound of Music. And he is 82 years old today. In his honor, I will now sing Edelweiss in its entirety.
Nope.
Because that was his
no,
big song to, in the movie.
It's not necessary. Take a break now. Thank you, though.
Edelweiss, right. Okay. Edelweiss.
Gotta move on, actually.
Every morning you greet.
We're calling QVC for Lisa's Christmas gift. We gotta get right to that.
Clean and bright.
Okay. Overruled.
You thank you, Ralph.
You look happy to see me.
That's fine.
Blossom and he of snow, may you bloom.
Show must be. This.
All right. Seriously, dude, we don't need that many facts about that song.
Well, it's an interesting story about how the whole thing came to be and was recorded in 1984.
Did you know that in 1984 they did that song in the 124-hour period?
Yes,
and they made them all sing the song. Not just
they
the
raised
line.
Millions of dollars for Ethiopian famine.
And
it was just
Bob Geldof wrote it, but didn't give himself a line. The whole song was that.
Fun facts about
Wrong.
It's Christmas.
Wrong.
Hey, speaking of fun facts, listen to this, Lisa. We got off easy this year with the lotions when we called QVC just now. Kevin, mean listener Millicent. Mm-hmm. And you know my theory is that all Millicents are hot. She says, here's the most expensive item on QVC.com. And I don't know if this would also be available on TV, if we could have called at a different time and hit this, but an 18-carat necklace that sells for over $10,000.
You're kidding.
What's that to you, money bags?
$10,620 is how much a necklace is they sell on QVC. We could have landed on that instead of $16 worth of lotion.
But
so.
You know what I know? You never do. You never, ever, ever do.
We try to, though, Lisa.
Never.
We really try to.
Not
we really
once.
Want you to have something nice.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about
it. I don't know why you ever sweat it.
Well.
History teaches us it will be crap.
But the first time that we don't sweat it, then all of a sudden we got to.
Stop sweating.
$10,000 necklace. Right, exactly.
And maybe or maybe not, but he hasn't just wasted $7,000 on an auction that he's not going to.
That he could have spent on me.
Right.
On
exactly.
a nice necklace that I deserve.
And you would have something for that seven
yes.
grand. So
yes.
we'll work on that. Right. We'll work on that in the future.
Ralph is here with a final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What the hell is going on?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I do have more passes to give away to the very special advanced screening of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yay!
I've been looking forward to this film for some time.
Me too.
I didn't read the books. Did you read the books?
Nope.
Lisa, you're a big reader.
I read
reader.
The books.
You read the books?
And I saw the Swedish movies, versions, yeah.
The Swedish films?
I did.
I have a dragon tattoo right here on my buttocks.
Is that how it sounded?
It did sound like that. Like that.
I know that the fans of this series are rabid. They're like the Twi-Tars.
Oh, well, they should get to a doctor immediately. Mm-hmm. That's not good for anybody. Once you get bitten by a rabid animal, you really need to check in with a doctor. It's painful. They give you the injections into the abdomen, but still, it really, distemper is not something to fool around with, people.
They're passionate about the work, and they a lot of people were very outraged that they were even going to make English language versions of these movies. Remember, because they loved the originals so much.
Well, I haven't seen the new one, but it looks from the trailer to be so close to the Swedish ones. It almost does seem like there was no reason to do it.
That indie hipster douchebag mentality. Yeah. Like, we own it. It was written in our language, so you can't have it. Okay, fine. Then don't make any Italian westerns or...
No, but you'd think they might change it up a bit.
No foreigners can play jazz. What?
You'd think they might change it up a little more, but it doesn't look like they have it at all.
If
that was the
thing,
fear.
Why change
it? They were gonna make it American. That's what people were worried about.
They should have put a Carrot Top in at the lead. And they should have put the guy with the dragon... prop suitcase. That's what they should have made. That would have been good. Now we have this Swedish thing. Of course, I kid. It is the girl with the dragon tattoo. You get to see it before anybody else on the Sony lot. You get to go to the lot, which is a cool experience if you've never been. It happens Monday, December the 19th. Movies and theaters everywhere on the 21st, which is a Wednesday, but you'll have already seen it when your friends are lining up at their nearest Cineplex. So for bragging rights alone, it's worth it, right?
Absolutely.
1-800-520-1067, that's the number to call. 1-800-520-1067. The next two callers to get through and say hi to Chip will get a pair of passes to the advanced screening. Eva Longoria, her Desperate Housewives show's not even off the air yet. They're in their final season, but she's already got her next gig lined up. Apparently, she will be starring in a new series for the CW. Hollywood Reporter says it's called Vega versus Vega. But a young female lawyer who's forced into business with her mother, who's also a lawyer, and they have a love-hate relationship. How will they coexist in the workplace, people? I love that series when it was called Fairly Legal with Sarah Shahi. It's already on the air.
Yeah.
Actually, Sarah's a mediator, but she works with her stepmom, who they don't have get along very well and stuff, and just saying. Jennifer Beals, has signed up for a guest starring arc on Castle when it returns in January. Oh, love me some Castle.
It's a good show.
Been watching this season?
On and off. It's a good show.
That's Donna Caddick. She is a hell of an actress.
She is.
She's been going through a lot of traumatic stress syndrome stuff this season because she was shot at the end of the previous season.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Well, the season's over.
Haven't seen it yet.
Well, watch it. Anyway, she's been turning in some amazing performances. She's really become quite the actress on that show. I enjoy it enormously. So, Jennifer Beals from Flashdance, of course, and Chicago Code, which did not last as long as perhaps it should have.
I like that show.
She'll be on Castle. I'm very, very glad to hear that. Alec Baldwin's getting a little more fallout from his snit on American Airlines last week. You may remember flight attendants asked him to turn off his personal electronic device. And he declined because he was in the midst of a Words with Friends game.
And he also is a big-time Hollywood celebrity, Ralph.
Who doesn't have to follow the rules the rest of us do.
Right. FAA doesn't mean him.
He also had his seat about a millimeter back and wouldn't put it up for the takeoff. That's what I hear. He's an outlaw.
He plays by his own rules.
Right.
So he got up and locked himself in the bathroom.
That's the part I love. Like, that's the
pilot had to come out. And
that's a childish move of all.
Mr. Baldwin? Baldwin, it's your captain speaking. I'm going to need you to get back to your seat, please.
Did he hold his breath until he turned blue?
He ate some worms. I know that much.
I love it.
So they tossed him off the flight, and Alec Baldwin on this tirade, how they're trashing American Airlines, how they're the Greyhound busways of the air, and blah, 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 blah. Well, now, American Airlines is firing back. At least the flight attendants are. They are demanding, via the Flight Attendants Association, that American Airlines drop every episode of 30 Rock from their in-flight entertainment options.
Ha ha!
We'll show him. Ratings on airplanes will plummet. They said they'll pull back on their demands if Alec
publicly apologizes to American Airlines flight attendants for all the naughty things he said about them. So we'll have to wait and see. I'll keep you posted.
You know what's funny about this story is it seems like most stories have two different versions, but this one really, there just is the one version.
As far as I know, because even...
The one where he's a dick.
Right. Representatives themselves said, well, yeah, he really does love that Words with Friends. He's willing to get tossed off a plane for Words with Friends.
He did it. Okay, so let's move on. He's guilty.
What did you think, Ralph, of his cameo appearance on Saturday Night Live this week where he addressed it?
What makes you think I watch Saturday Night Live?
Well, I know you don't watch the show, but I thought...
What our lengthy history together mean makes you think I watch
Saturday I thought you would have heard about it after the fact.
You like to stay current.
He was poking for... Do you know about it? Can I explain it?
No, I don't.
He came out during the Weekend Update with Seth Meyer, and Seth was talking about the Alec Baldwin story. And he said, we have the pilot from the American Airlines flight that kicked off Alec Baldwin here. And out comes Alec Baldwin in a pilot's outfit with a mustache on. And he comes on and apologizes to the American treasure that is Alec Baldwin. And we should have known better. And we made a tragic mistake. And he's so pretty. And he's so smart. And it just went on and on and on. But he was kind of, I guess he was sort of poking fun at himself. But it couldn't have been further away from him acknowledging that he was the dick and that he was apologizing. It wasn't that at all.
Right.
So I don't know how to feel about it. In a way, it was kind of funny and it shows he has a sense of humor, but he's not the one who should have the sense of humor here. He's the one who should be hat in hand. I blew it. I suck. You know what I mean?
I got you. Well, it's a clever
take. Very funny appearance, though.
Clever take for SNL to spin on that. Yep. Good news today. Barry Manilow's in the hospital. He's going to have some surgery on his hips. Apparently, he's getting a procedure where they will drain some fluid from his hips and maybe from his buttocks if they got the time. He's got some bad bursitis in those hips, apparently, because he's like Sammy Davis Jr. He is just one of the greatest dancers ever to hit the American stage.
I don't remember him ever dancing ever.
He shakes his hips to Copacabana. You've seen that. He's got some torn muscles in his hips. What's he doing?
What is he doing with his hips?
What's going on backstage, Barry, where you got your hips are breaking down? These are new ones, by the way. They just put those in. A little less bumping backstage, you know what I'm saying? Barry, a little more.
I don't know what goes on backstage, but you do remember the story of me going to see Barry one year at the Universal Amphitheater, at the time it was called, for New Year's Eve, where he left the stage, said goodnight, did not come back at about 10 minutes till midnight.
Yeah, he's a giver.
That's sweet.
He's the ultimate performer.
10 till midnight. He can't wait 10 more minutes. Yeah,
count it down yourself, a-holes.
At midnight, when the fireworks are going off in the park and everything, I'm walking to the car at 12 o'clock, and that show's already over. And Barry, I assume, had some better party to go to himself that he wanted to go to.
Barry Manilow, what a joke.
Yeah. So stupid.
And boring as hell.
Yeah, no kidding.
You couldn't pay me to go to that thing. Just look at all the idiots.
All the dumbass Manilow fans.
So let's just hope for life-threatening complications, shall we?
I'm with you.
All right. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, real quick, because it's Tuesdays, you may want to know what's new in stores in terms of new releases on DVD and CDs. Rammstein has a new CD called Made in Germany. You know they make good stuff in Germany.
They do. Only.
The ShamWow, for example. We Bought a Zoo soundtrack is available today, if you want to check that out. And Mac and Devin Go to High School. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. There's a combo for the ages.
Snoop put an album out a week.
Yes,
he's a busy man.
He does.
Okay. But it comes easy with Snoop. It just flows out of him. So he just walks around with one of those little mini recorders, I think, and then they just mix it. They just mix it and release it. New movies released today on DVD and Blu-ray, Kung Fu Panda 2. Hey! Original cast of the animated smash hit Kung Fu Panda returning again. Jack Black, Angelina Jolie, Dustin Hoffman. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, if you missed that in theaters, that's available today as well. Fright Night. And The Rocketeer 20th Anniversary Edition is available today. I'm absolutely picking that up because it's one of my favorite comic book movies of all time. Today's celebrity birthdays. Taylor Swift turns 22 years old. Amy Lee of Evanescence is 30. Tom DeLonge from Angels and Airwaves in a Blink, of course, is 36. Jamie Foxx turns 44. Steve Buscemi, not only of Boardwalk Empire fame, but has been in many, many films, including Fargo, and always entertaining. One of the few guys who can do comedy and drama equally effortlessly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he does.
No.
He's always good.
54 years old today. Mars Day of Mars Day and the Time, which is now known as the original 7. But instead of a V in the 7, they've got a 7 in the middle of it. See what they've done there?
Wow.
Could they make it any more difficult to find on Amazon? No, they could not. That's the answer. They'd have no interest in you buying it. Ted Nugent is 63 years old, and Christopher Plummer turns 82 He's can be seen shortly in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He's had a long and illustrious career. Very talented guy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Comedian Jay Moore
will
be in our studios.
All right.
Love having him on. I get about every fourth reference, I think, that he makes. So that's good. He's one of the funniest people alive. We also have Jimmy Kimmel on the program tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And completely separate from that, we have Santa Carl visiting.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
nice.
Santa
yes.
Carl.
That time of year again. So
speaking of Santa, did you see Jimmy tell people to give their kids bad gifts and record their responses?
Yep.
Oh, breaks your heart.
Give them like a pair of socks or something for Christmas and roll
socks.
Tape.
Socks. I see it opens a box and it's got an old banana, like a black rotting banana. And this girl looks up and her parents like, what? And there's crying and screaming. It's an
so
evil,
sad.
Evil segment.
He did that for Halloween.
That's where the idea came from.
And he told the parents to tell the kids they ate all the candy.
Yeah.
So good.
He's bad.
Well, listen, it's a thrill for us to have Santa Carl in, and it's so much fun for the kids, too. So if you want your little boy or girl to talk to Santa Carl, it's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You definitely want to tune in for that.
Plus, would you like to take that back also tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show? Kat is next. We discussed in the other room. Ralph and I don't think she's been home in about a week.
Nope.
Oh, poor Kat.
She looks like the same clothes I've seen her in the past
maybe
week.
Maybe 10 days.
I think she has this little baggie of toiletries she has stuffed in her pocket. I'm not sure where she's waking up or where she's cleaning up, but it's not looking good.
She hasn't combed that hair. I know that.
That is true.
So good luck with that.